Let's get sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school football.
Same play, Bach in motion, this time Cremosta to throw. Going to go for it all and wide open down the right side, 35-30, 25-20. Touchdown, Tom Sizkowski. Absolutely no one in the area code, the zip code, the time zone of that one. It is a 60-yard touchdown pass, and Ravenna is right back in the ball game.
Tonight is a C2 district battle in Ravenna as the Blue Jays welcome in the Southern Valley Eagles. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Twins right and twins left on second down and one here for Cremosta. They break huddle. Takes the snap, back to pass on second and one. Wants to go deep, going for the home run ball. Got a man behind the defenders. It's caught at the 20 and brought down at the 17-yard line is Dylan Huff. Beautiful pass from Cremosta.
Both teams enter tonight's game 2-4 after playing some top teams in C2 this season. A win tonight will start some momentum towards playoffs in 2 weeks. It's the Eagles and Blue Jays coming up next. But first, a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Ravenna with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Dew and Jeff Babel. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Four, Connor Jonah, seven, Tim and Melanie Jonah.
And good evening, everyone, from Ravenna. It is time for Friday Night Football, Week 7, here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda on the New Tech Seed pregame show, which brings us tonight to Ravenna as the Blue Jays take on the Southern Valley Eagles. And unlike the last couple of weeks, Jeff, where we've had two top five teams that are battling for supremacy in the western part of their class, we've got two teams late in the season here that are trying to get a win and stay in playoff contention. In fact, with Ravenna having Donovan Trumbull on the schedule next week, they need to win tonight, it would seem like. And the schedule for these two teams has just been brutal so far this year.
Yeah, and so far, both teams have played a lot of Division I opponents. They've lost every game they have. They've also won most games that they should have. So far, I believe Ravenna is the only one that maybe should have beaten Centura. That was a loss there. But if you just look at the power points right now, Ravenna likely to get a 38-point loss. That'll actually help their average next week. But if they do lose to Southern Valley, Southern Valley could be a Division II team, and that is only worth 35. So it could. They're right on the bubble. Right now they're right tied for that last spot. So this is a big game. It's not a top-five game, but it's just as equally as important for playoff positioning. In or out, home game, away game, it's a pretty important game tonight.
And talking with some of the coaches around the area, talking with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, we've been chatting that Southern Valley be one of those teams that kind of, they got over the hump last year, but the record didn't show it again because of some of the quality of opponents. Then a lot of these athletes were on the state championship basketball team. So Southern Valley had kind of turned the corner. The boys' programs had really taken their lumps there for quite some time, and they have gradually turned the corner now under Coach Jeremy Epp and his crew here at Southern Valley. And, of course, that's Oxford and the surrounding communities for those that are not too familiar with that. But their schedule this year, the four teams that they have lost to have a combined record of 22-2, and really you should say it's 23-1 because Donovan Trumbull and Blue Hill and Hastings St. Cecilia kind of in a round robin there. Blue Hill lost one of those to Donovan Trumbull, and Blue Hill beat St. Cecilia. So that's the only reason there's any losses at all, or else all of Southern Valley's opponents would be undefeated. And, of course, St. Cecilia, North Platte, St. Pat's, Blue Hill, as you mentioned, then Centura, which was a close game, and I think had the weather not impacted that game, it would have been pretty interesting. But it's all about tonight, and it is parents' night here at Ravenna. As Southern Valley gets ready to take on Ravenna here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, other games on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kearney Catholic is in Imperial tonight to take on Chase County. That's a 7 o'clock pregame. game, 7:30 kickoff on ESPN 1460, ESPN 1550. We'll have Adams Central at Grand Island Central Catholic, both teams 5-1. And then another great game in Donovan. Donovan Trumbull hosting Hastings St. Cecilia tonight on 1230 AM KHAS. And that's just some of the great games that we've got and some of the good ones that are going on tonight. Of course, big game for Kearney High as they are at Lincoln North Star. And throughout the night, we'll keep you up to date on our Valentino's scoreboard show. So, Jeffrey, we get ready for what could be a good game tonight. And people think that Southern Valley getting healthy and then coming into these two games, winnable or losable, that's the whole key here. If they can get a win tonight against Ravenna and a win next week against Centura, a lot of the guys say, this isn't a team I want to play in the first round of the playoffs.
Well, it's such a balanced team. They can throw it, and they can pass it, and they've got about five or six guys that can do it. And so just the pure depth that they have, matchups considering in the playoffs where they might be a 4-4 team, Doug. But how many times have we seen a 4-4 team get to the quarterfinals, get to the semifinals? Well, because the four teams they lost to are going to be their opponents too. So, I mean, Southern Valley is a team, if they get in, if they get a home game, they could be making a deep run.
Well, we'll hear from the coaches, Jeremy Epp of Southern Valley and Mark Hudson of Ravenna, when we come back, continuing on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. Hard to find pre-owned 2013 Ford Fusion SE 4-door 2.0 EcoBoost. Has leather, low miles, just $24,900. 2011 Dodge Avenger 4-door, just $14,500. 2010 Ford Focus SE 4-door, under 18,000 miles, just $14,500. An 09 Chevy Cobalt LT 4-door, just $11,500. And look at this, a 2010 Lincoln MKS. Heated and cooled seats, sunroof, navigation, and under 22,000 miles, just $27,900. Many other fresh arrivals stopping today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. Friday night football with kind of a playoff atmosphere, a key game for Southern Valley and Ravenna. And we're joined by the head coach of the Eagles, Jeremy Epp, and our first chance to look at Southern Valley football. And coach, I mean, obviously the thing that stands out here is that we knew going into the season you were going to have a good football team, and that might not show up on the record. And the teams you've played are a combined 22-2, the four losses that you have, and one of those losses is to each other, so basically 23-1. And you've competed in every one of them except maybe last week against St. Cecilia. I guess the feeling on where you're at right now.
Well, I mean, from a standpoint of our competition, I tell you what, it's been a lot of fun to compete against such high caliber of not only teams but coaches. Our kids have, you know, been able to learn some, great lessons over the last 6 weeks, and it's been fun to be able to watch them mature and to battle mental adversity and to, you know, just take on those tough lessons that you have to learn from some of those things. You know, we've been really close in some of those games, and then, you know, in the second half of the St. Cecilia game, you know, I think we had five or six three and outs against St. Cecilia, holding them on offense, and then we just couldn't get anything offensively going against that game. So, but we're looking forward to the rest of the season. You know, great competition means that you continue to grow, and that's what we like.
Word on the street is, if you can get these last two ball games, you're a team that people might not want to see in the playoffs. Is that the attitude that you and the kids are having right now?
Oh yeah, I mean, we go 4-4. I think we can, based on power points, I think we could possibly get a home football game for the playoffs, and I think actually it would probably set us up really well to get those same matchups that we've had before, whether we could get a Baird or a Hershey or someone on down the line. So.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your football team here. Your balance, kind of like Ravenna is, passing and running the football. There's no one that's a star as far as running the football outside of Perkins throwing it around. He's taking care of that. How similar are you in Ravenna?
Oh, we're very balanced offenses. You will see the ball fly. Yeah, I mean that's no secret. You know, we have a great group of wide receivers. You know, we have Christian Lewis has really been coming around though. It's been fun to watch him develop, and we're excited to get him the ball this week. And you know, I believe it's going to be a fun ball game.
As we take a look at what you like to do for the folks that haven't seen Southern Valley, tell us what you like to do on both offense and defense.
Well, I would probably say that offensively we're very balanced. We are going to probably throw 20, 25 times a game, but we like to be able to run the ball about 40-plus times. We're spread offense. You will see multiple sets, straight out of the shotgun. And defensively, our coach, Coach Schoenfelder, does a nice job of mixing it up with coverages and blitzes and basically staying in a 42 most of the general time.
We're talking with Jeremy Epp, the head football coach at Southern Valley, here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Jeremy, a couple of recent injuries to your linemen. You've had to do some tweaking. How has that affected the makeup of your team?
Well, it's just like anything else in life. You got to be able to adjust and adjust quickly. And, you know, change is okay. You know, sometimes things happen and injuries occur. And I tell you what, you just make a few adjustments here and there, and then those kids buckle up, and away we go on Friday night.
Looks like one of these kids that we're going to hear a little bit from that had to make a change for you, but he's just a headhunter on defense, and that's your senior in Dylan Brooks. Tell us about him.
You know, Dylan, I tell you what, you can't say enough good things when it comes to Dylan and what he does on the football field. He flies to the ball. He's very mature when it comes to understanding offense and recognizing things on the field when he's from the linebacker position. He continues to grow. The best thing is he loves to challenge his teammates, and he just loves to hit. And you'll definitely see that.
Last minute here with Jeremy Epp, head coach at Southern Valley. Tell me what you see and what your concerns are as you get ready here for Ravenna.
Well, you know, they have their quarterback is solid. He does a nice job of running the offense, and they have some talented wide receivers. You know, and our job is to make sure that our athletes are going to do the right things to contain those gentlemen, and to make sure we stay off the field defensively, and we have more reps on offense, and that's what we're going to do.
And Jeremy, how about the depth of this football team? You've got a lot of kids out for a C2 program. I know a lot of them are freshmen, but how do you like the depth of your team?
You know, that's a positive. I've been down here a while, and the first time we've had 40 kids go out, 40-plus kids go out for our football program in a long time. And, I like that. I like to see the excitement from the kids. I like to see the excitement from the community. It's been fun to watch the program continue to take positive growth.
All right, Jeremy, we're looking forward to getting a look here at the Eagles, maybe a team that's kind of flying under the radar as we head into the last 2 weeks of the season. So thanks for the time, and best of luck tonight.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
You bet. That Southern Valley head football coach Jeremy Epp here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, and we'll be back and talk with Ravenna coach Mark Hudson right after this on Classic Hits.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those named brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Banner Capital Bank in Beaver City has been serving the Southern Valley area for over 125 years and is very proud to support the local athletes and coaches in and out of the game tonight. See Banner Capital Bank for all your financial needs. We invite you to look at all our products and services and give us the opportunity to show you what we can do to assist you in your banking needs. From personal to business, we are the bank you can trust. Banner Capital Bank in Beaver City, member FDIC.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com, joined by the head football coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays, Mark Hudson, as they get ready for a key game here against Southern Valley. And Coach, a little banged up, but who isn't at this time of the season? I guess let's start there. What's the look of your football team going in to this third home game of the season?
Well, you know, right now we got one senior that we think's going to be back that'll help with some depth in the line areas. But yeah, we've really kind of had to scratch and hold it together with baling wire and twine last week. But you know, had a kid or two that had to get kind of thrown into the mix, kind of you know, baptism by fire. And you know, they played hard. We simplified some things and did what we had to do and got the W. So. You know, thank goodness we got to, you know, get one kid back, because we didn't have a lot to start this year, and I think we've probably got three or four starters that are going to be standing on the sideline with their jerseys on. But you know, that's what you deal with. Some years you just got to persevere and move forward.
We talked about that when we last saw you at the Centura game. You and your coaching staff, you've been together, most of you guys, for quite some time now. This is probably the least amount of depth you've ever had. How do you deal with it? Because let's face it, there are at times, no matter what school you're at, some kids that aren't ready to see varsity action, and you don't really have a choice.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's been some uncharted waters. You know, we've got Ryan Miller helping out this year, and he's just a couple years removed from being a player for us. And you know, we've got one or two new guys that are helping out, a student teacher and a new coach, and you know, he's had to kind of look at him and say, you know, this isn't normally what coach does. So we've kind of had to rein in what we do during practice. Our approach has been, you know, less physical. You know, just, we don't have the bodies and we can't afford, you know, to get anybody hurt. You know, even last night we kind of shortened practice down so you didn't have any goofy rolled ankles or anything on a Wednesday night. So it's been kind of odd, and at times I've kind of had to pinch myself and remind myself that, you know, you got to have the big picture at hand. But it has felt like, you know, I'm a little bit of a fish out of water. But, you know, getting these kids healthy and being able to compete on Friday has got to be the overall goal. And, you know, for the most part, you know, the kids that have stayed healthy, they've been able to do that. They've been able to enjoy their season without a lot of bumps and bruises. It's been the injuries that have knocked them out for the season that have kind of reared their ugly head.
Mark Hudson, head football coach at Ravenna, chatting with us here before they take on Southern Valley. Your team got back in a win column last week. What's that done for the way you see them bouncing around in practice this week?
It was huge. You know, I mean, you know, we haven't really gone into a season, you know, where we're kind of scrapping for a couple of wins for a long, long time, and at least since I've been here in 17 years. You know, it's been a unique approach, but you know, just that one win, I can definitely tell you that I'm not going to take any for granted anymore after this year, because that was a battle. You know, and there, you know, a couple of 1-4 football teams, and there wasn't bad football being played, Doug. You know, guys were getting after it. There was some hitting going on. They made some good plays. We made some good plays. There was some good execution. You know, I've seen some of those games on film, and you kind of just go, geez, there's fumbles there, and these guys aren't blocking anybody. And no, it was teams that were really hungry to get that W, so it was a fun game. The kids have been a little bit more upbeat in practice, but they know that, you know, we lost another one last week in the game, and it just kind of stacks things a little bit more against you. But their attitudes have been really good. You know, we talk about the effort scoreboard, and this year, you know, we're 2-4, but my goodness, we kind of look at at it a little bit different and say, you know, we've given max effort in 4 out of those 6 ball games, and we're 4-2 on the effort scoreboard, and the kids have kind of bought into that. So that's kind of how we're heading into this week also, is give it everything you got and let chips fall where they may.
Chatting with Mark Hudson here for another couple minutes on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Both teams going into the game tonight at 2-4, and both squads have seen, I mean, the losses are to teams that are 5-1 or 6-0 for the most part. What are you seeing out of Southern Valley?
Well, I'm seeing a team that, you know, they're like us. They're up and down. I think they're a little bit banged up also, maybe not as much as we are. But, you know, I think overall they've got some nice backs. They got some nice skilled players. They got some good size. I think where they've kind of struggled is maybe they don't move quite as well as some of their opponents in the lines. But, you know, they're a dangerous team. When they're playing well, they're doing some really good things, and they've got some kids that can make plays. But
you know, sometimes when the worm turns a little bit, you know, the momentum gets going against them. And just like anybody, it's a struggle to get out of that funk. So, you know, the first quarter is going to be vital for both teams come Friday night. And, you know, it's going to be important for us to get off to a good start and counter some of their speed and make sure they don't get any deep balls, which, you know, their quarterback throws a nice deep ball. And, you know, their defense is very aggressive, so we're just going to have to fight and scrap for yards and see what we can find and hang in there early until we can, you know, that's kind of been our MO this year, is hang around until we find out what they're giving us and then we take advantage of it.
And Mark, tell me a little bit about where you've seen the development of your football team. All the numbers were there for Blake Cremosta, but after six games, you've had a couple other kids that have kind of evolved a little bit here for you.
Yeah, you know, we throw for 300 yards last week on 12 of 20 passing or something, and, you know, you don't have to make the joke, I'll make it for you. I don't think that's happened in my 17 years here, if not ever, 300 yards in a ball game. You know, we I remember back a couple years ago that we didn't throw for 300 in a season. You know, and some of that was my choice, and some of it is those are the kids we had. And this year, those are the kids we had, and we always like to say that we adjust to the strength of our kids. And, you know, this started back in February, traveling around, talking to some other staffs, figuring out what we can do to get people open in space and evolve our passing game. And it's really kind of become a good thing. It's been a year full of adversity, but the kids have handled it well. And Tom Siskowski has been a good leader as a senior. You know, the senior's a little disappointed with maybe the wins and losses, but by God, they've fought and, you know, they've really embraced kind of this new approach. You know, so Tom's had a nice year. Blake's had a nice year. I think it was a big blow when Dylan Huff got hurt against Centura. He was really coming on as far as being a complimentary receiver. And we've kind of missed that the last two or three weeks, is having some other guys have caught the ball and stepped up, but he was really kind of getting into Blake's comfort zone as a go-to guy. And that's been difficult. You know, the offensive line's evolved. You know, Jonak has stepped up as a sophomore. He's going to be a good one by the time it's all done. And Damian McAlevey's come around. He's a pretty heady ball player on both offense and defense and had a nice senior year. So, you know, we've had some kids that, you know, have kind of revamped it up and, you know, stepped up into their role, or maybe 5-6 months ago we had no idea who was going to be there. But, you know, I'm proud of the kids that have given themselves an opportunity. And like you said, both these teams have played just murderous schedules. And it is what it is. You know, you just got to keep going and play football for the right reasons and have fun and see where it takes you.
Well, do we have a kind of a playoff atmosphere? Because obviously both teams need a win to have a chance to play that ninth game this season. And, Mark, we always have a good time at Ravenna, and we're looking forward to another good game tonight. Best of luck.
All right. Thanks a ton for the coverage, Doug, and we're looking forward to seeing you.
You bet. Mark Hudson, head football coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays, with us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, and we'll be back to take a look at the starting lineups right after this.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Oxford Physical Therapy in Oxford wants to be your choice when you need rehab and physical therapy for sports-related injuries, pediatric and geriatric. Whatever your rehab needs, Oxford Physical Therapy has your back, your hips, your shoulder, and your knees. Oxford Physical Therapy is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes and would like to take this time to wish the Southern Valley players and coaches best of luck in tonight's game.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPrets.com. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, and as you will hear throughout the night, the cast of characters here at Ravenna in the press box, as we always have a good time here in Blue Jay land. And coming up, we'll take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank, perfect for simple people like Paul McDowell. Now let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by our folks, fine folks at Five Points. Here we go for Southern Valley at center tonight. And because they have had a couple of injuries, Jeffrey, you're going to see some changing here. You got a new center. You got a new kid, Dylan Brooks, that's going to be moving to left guard, the most important spot on the line.
And we'll see if that it doesn't seem like much. It's just one position to another, but your play call's a difference. If you're a center, you don't often pull. If you're at guard, you do. So sometimes the play call might be different.
And that's something when you move your fullback to offensive guard, you know he's got some push behind him. So the center tonight is Trey Norman, number 53, 170-pound junior. At the guard, left guard is number 34, 220-pound senior Dylan Brooks. The right guard, number 61, 165-pound sophomore Jacob Kramer. The tackles tonight on the left side are number 59, 245-pound senior Tom Percival. And on the right side, number 66, 215-pound senior Michael Longside. They will go with two wide receivers, number 2, a 165-pound senior Alex Kopp, and number 24, 165-pound junior Hunter Quinn. The running backs are number 5, 150-pound senior Griffin York, and number 9, 150-pound junior Christian Lewis. Now, they will rotate in a variety of players, including number 31, Dan Dietz, 150-pound senior, number 13, sophomore wide receiver Chance Best, and if they give that tight end look, you'll see Sam Hunt, number 8, a 140-pound junior. The quarterback for Southern Valley is number 3, a 175-pound junior in Jeremiah Perkins. The head coach at Southern Valley is Jeremy Epp, Tom Schoenfelder, Greg Wagner, Jason Huerta, and Chuck Lambert are the assistants. They are 2-4 on the season with wins against Cambridge and Wood River, losses to Donovan Trumbull, Hershey, Blue Hill, and Hastings St. Cecilia. Now the starting lineup for the hometown Blue Jays of Ravenna. At center, number 55, 170-pound junior, Steve Bruning. The guards on the left side, number 54, 210-pound sophomore, Conniger Jonak. And on the right side, number 66, 191-pound senior, Damian McAlevey. The tackles for Ravenna on the left side, number 36, 205-pound sophomore Caleb Gross, and the right tackle, number 59, 180-pound senior Rusty Miller. Your tight end is number 40, 175-pound senior Cody Eskrit. The wide receivers, the leading receiver on the team, number 6, 175-pound senior Tom Siskowski, and number 44, 135-pound junior Sean McFadden. The fullback is number 30, 150-pound sophomore Sam Fulkers. The I-back, number 2, 165-pound junior Chance Bach. And the quarterback, who also leads the team in rushing, number 15, 160-pound junior Blake Cremosta. The head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays is Mark Hudson, assisted by Noah Malsby, Dan Bowling, Matt Gangwish, Paul Kofel, Ryan Klein, Grant Engel, and Ryan Miller. Ravenna is 2-4 on the season with wins against Superior and Wood River. Their losses, 4 straight in the middle of the season, St. Cecilia, North Platte, St. Pat's, Centura, and Blue Hill. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank. 5 Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. And you look at some of those kids that are not playing tonight, Jeff, and for Wood River, Dylan Huff, or excuse me, for Ravenna, Dylan Huff is one of the main men that is out tonight. Tyler Tober is out. Kobe Shermer out. Luke Kiley, who we saw in the Centura game, out. Preston McDowell has been banged up a little bit. He'll play but will not start tonight. And then on the other side, Carl Kramer Jr., Tucker Burquist, a couple of linemen that will not play tonight.
Yeah, it'd be interesting how their backups do. You know, this late in the year, you're hopefully building up depth throughout the season, but a lot of the games they haven't been up, so is that depth in question? We don't know. We'll find out tonight.
We'll be back with more after this timeout.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. Fresh meats and produce can be found right in your hometown. So why not shop here and save yourself the drive? See friends and neighbors in the aisles of Ravenna Superfoods, a proud supporter of Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
And as always, we want to encourage you to let us know about your scores throughout the state of Nebraska as we bring you all of them from the listening area tonight on the Valentino scoreboard. If you're at a ball game in the area, you can give us a call at 236-9900, and we'll put the score on. Do it every quarter. Do it at halftime. Love to hear from you as we've got some great football games going on around the area tonight. And you have been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Ravenna will kick it off. They won the toss and have decided to defer. Southern Valley, it's up to them to get things going here offensively. I think we're going to learn a lot, Jeff, here on the first series of this football game.
Yeah, Ravenna or Southern Valley like to spread you out. Put a couple men in motion, try to deceive you, so we'll see how their first possession goes.
And the ball's in the air, taken at the 10-yard line. Working around is Quinn, 15, left side 20, breaks a tackle, 25, 30, gets up to the 35, gang tackled right around the 37-yard line, and that's where Southern Valley will take over the football here, first down and 10. Good return here for the Eagles. Again, both teams come in with a record of 2-4. There's no real big-time running back or rushing leader here for Southern Valley, which is very unusual, especially when they've got some good kids up on that line. And I would expect them to run a lot to the left, Jeff, a lot to the left tonight. That's where the big boys are on the line. They'll run out of that pistol with both backs behind. There was a little motion, but no flag, and the quarterback's going to hand it on an end around the left side, 50, 45, big run here by Griffin York. He's into the clear, trying to catch him from behind, and he is tackled from behind all the way down at the 20-yard line of Ravenna. And chasing him down was Tom Siskowski. A big, huge play to start this football game. 13, and you can add another 29, so there is a 46-yard run to start the football game.
Yeah, just ran that simple reverse. Had everyone coming towards the near side here. Griffin York goes on the left side, gets the first down, and then much more. And then he made a play in the secondary and got quite a fit. Big first down.
Now four wideouts, twins right, twins left, out of the shotgun of the quarterback. Perkins going to hand it off again, and right up the middle, inside the 20, down to about the 17-yard line, will be number nine, Christian Lewis, 150-pound running back. Most of the guys that aren't playing on the line for both of these teams, not big football players, Jeffrey. They're built for speed, not for power.
Right, and sometimes that's an advantage if you got a pulling guard, but sometimes if you need that 1 yard, it's nice to just have that big boy up front to help push the line.
Chance Best goes wide left. Hunter Quinn is in the slot left. You've got Alex Kopp, one of the leading receivers, to the right. They're going to run option out of this spread formation. Pitch it to the back, Dan Dietz. Dietz steps out of a tackle in the backfield. He'll lunge towards the 12-yard line and very close to the first down marker. Almost getting him was Josh McWiggin back there.
Yeah, and a lot of these guys that are carrying the ball so far, York and Dietz, you know, a lot of guys you wouldn't expect, but, you know, they've had to make a few moves up onto the line, got rid of their fullback, put him at on the line. So Dietz and York showing that they're just as capable running the ball as well.
Third and about a half a yard here at the 11-yard line of Ravenna on the opening drive. They're going to line up in a power eye formation with Griffin York, the eye back here. He'll send him out of the backfield. Quarterback sneak is what we'll see here. Got a first down for Jeremiah Perkins. Didn't need a lot. Followed his left guard and left tackle. Got to the 9-yard line, and that's going to be big tonight. Tom Percival, Dylan Brooks, 220, 245 on that left side of the line. And I expect to see a lot of runs off that left side.
Yeah, and Perkins, the quarterback, he's not afraid to run the ball either. Just simply followed the left guard, got the first down, picked up one more as well. So it's going to be first down and goal.
So just 2 minutes into the game, and the Eagles have a first and goal at the Ravenna 9-yard line. Shotgun with the running backs behind your quarterback, Perkins. They send Kopp in motion from right to left, and they'll hand it off to the man on the left side, and that's going to be an easy touchdown run for Lewis. Christian Lewis on the counter. There's so much motion out there, so many guys to keep an eye on, and Christian Lewis is in for a 9-yard touchdown run with 9:40 to go here in the first quarter in Southern Valley. They wanted that football. They got the football and a 63-yard touchdown drive that did not take very long.
Yeah, Ravenna forgot to stay home there. They sent Kopp in motion right to left, and Lewis just simply walked in from 9 yards out there for the score.
So we will have the extra point. Haven't seen an extra point kicker the last couple of weeks because Donovan Trumbull and Sutton didn't use one. Perkins is the holder. Kopp is the kicker. Good snap. The kick is away, but it is hooked to the left, and it is no good. Kind of surprised there that there might not have been a penalty flag. They really wiped out the holder and kicker, but it was after the play or after the ball was gone, and so no flag on the PAT. 9:40 to go here in the first quarter. It's Southern Valley 6 and Ravenna nothing. The Jays get the ball when we come back.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Looks like Folkers is back deep to receive this kick and sliding over is Chance Bach. He'll take it at about the 13-yard line, return to the left, gets to the sideline, 15, 20, 25. He's got a lot of room down the left sideline, maybe one block away, 50, 40, 30, and the great block downfield by Folkers springs him for the touchdown. What a Chance Bach with the kickoff return, and we're tied 6-6.
Block came there on the left side, had one out of it. He had a huge wall set up around the 30-40-yard line, had that one huge block downfield, sprung it, and just had a foot race, and he won that foot race tie ball game.
Now here comes Ravenna, and I'll tell you what, that's one of, and this isn't against Chance because he just read his blocks. That was one of the slower returns that you will see. They brought all the blocks over for the return left, and it was just simply one of those plays that was blocked so well, Chance just had to read him, and he did. Now, coming in to kick the football, I believe that's Caleb Gross, the left footer, low, and it's blocked. So the extra point is no good. And so the extra points aren't any good, but already just 3.5 minutes in, we've got a heck of a ball game, 6-6, 2.5 minutes in. 9:24 to go in the first quarter. Southern Valley and Ravenna tied at 6. We'll be right back.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Join us for Fan Fest Friday. Nebraska Land National Bank and the UNK Lopers are teaming up for a blue and gold celebration. On October 25th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Nebraska Land National Bank will host the Loper Athletic Teams at our Kearney branch located at 121 West 46th Street. Meet and greet the players while grabbing some lunch, available for a free will donation to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Go Lopers!
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
And Ravenna puts the kick away. Hunter Quinn takes it about the 11-yard line, starts down the left side again, 20, 25, 30, and he is going to be brought down at about the 34-yard line, and Southern Valley already on their second possession here in the first quarter. It's 6-6 after the 67-yard drive to start the football game, or 63-yard drive to start the football game by Southern Valley, and then the kickoff return by Chance Bach. Out of that shotgun again, they'll give it to the fullback off the right side, and not a lot of room this time, just across the 35 to the 36-yard line. And carrying the football, I think that was Well, I did not see if that was Griffin York or not. Missed who carried the football there. They've got so many guys already that have touched the football. We'll get a better eye on it. But Dietz is in the backfield now as they send Trips out to the right side. They're actually offsides. And the ball will be snapped, and they'll give it to Dietz. He tries to sweep right side and gets crushed. He tried to cut back, and Siskowski got his pads right on him. And Dietz will be brought down at the 38. Part of that was him slipping, and part of it was Dietz crushing him. You know, Jeff, that's kind of one of the things now when you get to the college and pro level that you're going to get in trouble for.
Yep.
Because Siskowski had him lined up, and just as he started to go for him, Dietz slipped and dropped him down, and that could have been a little dangerous. A gain of two, it's going to be third and six.
Well, luckily for them, we avoided the head-to-head contact, and a great hit there by Siskowski. You're going to make Dietz think twice before taking him head-on again.
Late getting into the ball game is Chance Best. He'll split out wide to the left. You got Christian Lewis in the backfield. Ravenna changes their defense. Option to the wide side here. Perkins will pitch it out here to Lewis. Lewis tries to get to the corner and does. 40, 45, 50. Speed down the left sideline into Ravenna territory at the 40. And they'll push him out of bounds at the 38-yard line. Another big run of 23 on the play and a first down for Southern Valley. Lewis definitely has some speed. One of those wrestlers, Southern Valley, and they're not all basketball players, but they've got a good group of athletes, and you got a chance to see them earlier this season.
Yeah, and that's the thing about them. There's just so many athletes. There's maybe not that one outstanding athlete, but there's just so many of them. You don't know who's coming. Is it going to be Perkins? Is it going to be Dietz? Is it going to be Lewis?
Trips to the right side on first down and 10. Quarterback keeper for Perkins follows his running back off the left side and just gets hauled down there. Damian McAlevey grabs him around the waist and pulls him backward at the 36-yard line, a gain of two. It'll be second down and eight, 7.5 to go here in the first quarter. It's 6-6, Southern Valley at Ravenna. Southern Valley with the football in their second possession of the game.
Southern Valley doing a nice job taking care of the big play. You know, they can do a sustained drive, but so far we've seen them have about three or four big plays that have kept their drives going.
Depth could come into play later in this football game. We told you about the injuries to both teams, but Ravenna looks like an eight-man team with their sideline. First pass of the game, one-on-one coverage, and Kopp makes a great catch down at the 19-yard line, covered there by Matt Nozicka, but it was put right on his hands by the quarterback, Jeremiah Perkins, and moved the chains. 36 down to the 19, chip off 17 more yards, and Southern Valley, that's dangerous for the Ravenna defense right now, Jeff. They're getting big plays. They might get 1 or 2 yards, but then they're getting 17, 26, 39 already.
Yeah, and their run game early with Lewis has set up that perfectly thrown ball right there to Kopp on the right sideline. Beautiful job catching it for 17 yards and picking up another first down.
Chance Best wide left. In the slot left will be Hunter Quinn. Twins to the right. And Perkins, the quarterback, hands it to Lewis. And there's a nice tackle shooting through there is Cody Eskrit to get him for a short gain as he dives just inside the 19. We'll give him a yard to the 18, but Eskrit found a hole there from his linebacker position.
Yeah, nice hit by Eskrit, just filling the gap nicely. Didn't want another big play off the first down going, so Eskrit come up, did his responsibility, only held him to 2 yards.
Second down and 9. Same formation, split out wide to the right side is Griffin York, slot right is Alex Kopp. And on second and 9, Perkins takes the snap. He wants to roll to his left, looking to throw, and decides to tuck it up and run. And dragging him down at the 15-yard line is going to be McAlevey. A gain of 3. It'll bring up third down and 5. But a nice open field tackle there. McAlevey running down the speedy Jeremiah Perkins.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Nice open field tackle. Sometimes at this level, you don't see a lot of tackles. They try to get him up top with their arms instead of making a good form tackle. Wrapped up, just drove him to the ground. Got a nice tackle there. Going to bring up third and about midway here.
Third and 5 at the 15. Big down here for both teams. And Perkins is going to hand it to his running back, Lewis. Big hole off the right side. Slips a tackle inside the 10. Dives inside the 5. And it's first and goal at about the 4-yard line. Beautiful run that time. Wide open off the right side. A gain of 11. And Southern Valley's knocking on the door again.
Yeah, Lewis, Christian Lewis showing his elusiveness. He's got a nice speed to him as well. That's already his fourth carry, 47 yards. It feels like he's got a lot more than that, but so far so good. First down and goal here.
First and goal at the 4. Trips to the right side. Nobody left this time. Lewis fakes the handoff. Quarterback Perkins keeps it off left tackle and stretches for the goal line. He's in there for a Southern Valley touchdown. A 4-yard run for Jeremiah Perkins. And with 5:22 to go here in the first quarter, it's 12-6. Southern Valley as they march down the field again. And I guess maybe the surprising thing, Jeff, is they're mostly doing it on the ground. This is a team that likes to chuck it around a little bit. We've only seen the one pass.
Yeah, we've seen the one pass. And they're a pretty balanced team looking at the stats. I think they average about 125 yards rushing and about 114 throwing. So it's not surprising to see them both using. It's just so many runs that might be what's so shocking.
They decided to go for two this time after the last kick was wide left. It's going to be a quick slant across the middle to Quinn. He's wide open and a beautiful pass. The two-point conversion is good. So with 5:22 to go in the first quarter, our third touchdown is already on the board. The Southern Valley Eagles 14 and the Ravenna Blue Jays 6. We'll be back after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And they break the huddle, squib kick it. Ravenna wasn't exactly positive that they were going to squib kick it, and it goes all the way into the end zone. So first down and 10 here for the Blue Jays. Down 14-6 as they get ready for their second possession of the football game. So they're actually going to take their first offensive snap because last time they returned the kick, this time Southern Valley wanted to make sure that they didn't get quite as good a look. And they didn't. So first down and 10 at the 20-yard line. Blake Cremosta, he likes to chuck it around the yard as well. They're going to line him up under center. And the I-back is Chance Bach. They'll move Siskowski in motion, hand it to him around the left side, and a gain of one up to the 21-yard line. And as we watch the game tonight, Jeff, with Dylan Huff out, you're not going to see a whole lot more than Cremosta and Siskowski and a little bit of Chance Bach.
Yeah, Siskowski last year was their leading rusher. They moved him to receiver this year. He's been able to do a little bit of both today, but like you said, there's about one or two, and maybe Bach will be that third guy they can lean on tonight.
Now they'll go out of the shotgun with Folkers back there on second down and 9. He'll send a man in motion and hand it right up the middle and nothing doing. Maybe lost a yard there to the 20-yard line. And it is going to be McWiggin on the carry. Josh carried the football that time. We'll see him from time to time. He is also a good weapon, so Josh will throw him into that mix of guys that we will see tonight. But loss of one, third down and 10. And Coach Hudson telling me he's been a little surprised that the Cremosta-Siskowski connection hasn't been covered up a little more, a lot of man-on-man. Here comes a blitz up the middle. Four wide to the right side on the slant. The ball is tipped and intercepted by Southern Valley. It went off the hands of Chance Bach and right into the belly of Hunter Quinn, who picks it off at the Ravenna 35-yard line. Bach trying to make a good one-handed catch, and it just took a deflection. That was bad luck right there.
Yeah, and the blitz was picked up nicely by the Ravenna offensive line. Maybe rushed Cremosta a little bit. The inside route was there, just hit him in the hands and kind of just fell right into Quinn's stomach, took the turnover. They're going to have a short field now.
Yeah, he didn't have a chance to drop it. It's just one of those that embedded right between the two and the four. So already up 14-6. Southern Valley gets the first break of the ball game. First and 10 at the Ravenna 35 here on the near hash. Out of the shotgun with twin running backs. They will turn, give it to Dietz. There's the penalty flag, and Dietz actually going to be tackled behind the line of scrimmage by McWiggin. And we were talking about this, Jeff. They are leaning. Those backs have moved almost every time in the backfield for Southern Valley. And finally, along the Ravenna sideline, they throw the flag, but I'm sure they'll probably decline it here because there was a loss on the play. So there wouldn't be much of an advantage to taking it. Illegal motion going to be called. declined. A loss on the play of two, so it'll be second down and 12 for Southern Valley, their first negative yardage play of the ball game.
Yeah, we've seen it at least two times where that running back's just trying to get an early start, you know, keep his feet moving, and it's cost him right there.
Three wideouts now, only one man in the backfield for Perkins, and he will give it to Lewis. Lewis gets to the 35, hole off the left side. McQuiggan hits him at the 30. He lunges forward to the 29, and a nice gain on the play of about seven, maybe eight, and it'll be third down and fairly short yardage, about 3.5, 4 yards. So good pickup there on second and long. Gives a manageable distance here as the ball's placed just across the 30.
Will be interesting to see here, third and about five to go. They keep it with Lewis or maybe try to hit Kopp on another pass route.
Lewis on the right hip of the quarterback Perkins. Four wideouts again. They will give it to Lewis off the left side. Nice hole. First down, 25, 20. Still on his feet. 15, 10. And he's going to be pushed down at about the 6-yard line. Ravenna thought they had him down, but the quick and elusive Lewis takes it all the way down for another first and goal situation at the 8-yard line.
What a run by Lewis. He's already got 75 yards on the day on just 6 carries, and Lewis showing that he's a heck of an option for a team that's going to try and keep running the ball here.
3 minutes to go, first quarter, 14-6 Southern Valley. Empty backfield, 5 wide on first and goal. Quarterback draw, Perkins off the left side, is going to work his way down to the 6-yard line. McAlevey is in there, got a little help that time from Miller. It looks like it'll be second down and goal. So they tried to spread him out, and Perkins, as you said, one of the kids that can run the ball here on a team that doesn't have a 100-yard rusher per ball game. In fact, I don't think any of the guys, if I looked, have more than 300 yards total rushing this year. Second and goal, ball at the 6. Lewis in the backfield, and Perkins will hand it to him off the right side and gets drilled at the 4. And Rusty Miller is there. Making him get into that position was Cody Eskrit. Eskrit just clipped him into the backfield and slowed him up just a touch, made him cut back, and he was crushed at the 4.
Huge, huge hit there by Ravenna, maybe just trying to send a message, trying to hold him. Don't let him in the end zone. If anything, make him try attempt a field goal or get him into four down territory.
That's always a good message if you're on defense. Don't let him in the end zone.
Oh, yeah. Bend, don't break.
Third and goal on the 4. Dietz is now in there. They'll send Kopp in motion from right to left, and they will give it to Kopp trying to get around the left end. Now has to reverse his field. He hits at the 2. He's at the 1. There is a pile at the end zone. They're trying to shove him in, but they'll say no, and it'll be fourth and goal at the 1. Well covered on the perimeter there by the Ravenna defense, and Kopp had to cut it back up inside and was met by the interior line by McAlevey and company. And it's going to be fourth and goal at the 1. And with all these spread offenses, let's see if they line up under center this time, as they will go for it. And it looks like Perkins is going to line them up in a very tight power eye. Fourth and goal at the 1. Now they'll line up in an offset eye. Perkins, long count, tries the quarterback sneak, and no signal. They'll come in, and there's still no signal. A pile at the goal line. They're going to unpile him, and by then he's probably going to have the ball in the end zone. Let's see. No, they're going to say that they stop him on the quarterback sneak, running it behind that left guard and left tackle that we've talked about, and the ball is about 2 inches away from the goal line, and Ravenna comes up with a big fourth down stop.
Yeah, it looked like from the initial quarterback sneak, Perkins was able to get that yard. But as the referees came in from the sideline, you didn't see it. And then you start the Ravenna players start to celebrate, and they did hold them. But now they got to be careful here. They're going to be right on their 1-yard line. They're in dangerous positions, possibly get a safety here.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel with you on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, Oxford at their own half-yard line. Kramosta will get right under his center. He's going to turn, hand it off the right side. Bach actually gets to the 5, spins out to the 7-yard line. Get some good running off that right side to give them a little breathing room, and give credit there to McAlevey and Miller, who are your right guard and right tackle. And it'll be second down and about 3 as we get down to 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Southern Valley 14 and Ravenna 6. Back out of that I formation. And Kramosta, the quarterback, he'll turn, give it to Bach. This time a little hole off the left side. Gets to about the 10-yard line. It's going to be very close to a first down, probably a half yard short, a gain of 3. It'll be third down and 1. And for Southern Valley, Jacob Kramer among those in on the tackle. You've also got, looks like that's Track Lewis in there, starting on the defensive line. And that will be the final play of the first quarter. So we've had some entertainment. Southern Valley marched it down the field on their opening two possessions. In between those, after the first touchdown, it was a 87-yard kickoff return for Chance Bach. Then Ravenna threw an interception on their second possession, but stopped Southern Valley at the one, and that's where we're at right now. After one quarter of play, Southern Valley 14, Ravenna 6 on Classic Hits.
All the staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna. Understanding the pride it takes to be part of a team is no different in sports than it is at Loprino Foods. We take pride in our work environment and being a family, team-oriented company. Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. As we start the second quarter of play, 14-6 Southern Valley, it is third and one for Ravenna at their own 10-yard line, trying to get a first down after the nice stop. And it's going to be a quarterback keeper, Cremosta, room over the right side, 15, 20, and he's going to get horse-collared. Will there be a flag? Yes, there is a flag from the back judge right by the play. They didn't throw it. And you know what? Take the 15 there, because if they don't make the tackle, Cremosta would have ran 90 yards for a touchdown. They stuffed the interior line thinking that they'd run it up the middle with Bach, and Cremosta kept it off the right tackle, and around the edge he went. And a personal foul, horse collar. They marked the ball at the 22, it looks like, so it was a 12-yard run for Cremosta, and the first accepted penalty of the game is a 15-yarder. And Ravenna is ready to go. And what a change this would be here in momentum if Ravenna can stack a long drive together and get some points here, because just a yard away from making this a 20-6 game with Southern Valley after one quarter. Now Chance Bach, they're more of a pistol, a little more shotgun for what Southern Valley does. They'll send Siskowski in motion. Low snap, it almost hit him. Cremosta is going to run it off the left side, 40, 45, and gets out to the 47-yard line, a gain of 9.
Yeah, well, nice job taking the low snap. Looked like it could have been something dangerous there. Found the hole that was right there. Took it and fell forward. Gained close there to the first down. Only going to get about 9 there, but sets up second and 1 for the Blue Jays.
In Lincoln, Kearney leads Lincoln North Star 14-7 late in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic just getting underway in Imperial against Chase County. In fact, they haven't kicked it off yet. That's on ESPN 1460. Right now they go with a slot right. That's Siskowski moving from right to left out of the shotgun to get a low snap. And so taking it around the right end is going to be Cremosta. Good stiff arm to get the first down. And then he is hit out of bounds. A late hit. And I mean, that was really, really late. It wasn't a vicious hit, but it was so late that you're going to get another 15-yard penalty here. And that ball is going to be right around the 37-yard line of Southern Valley after this one is marked off. And so two 15-yard penalties on this drive, aiding a Ravenna team that is looking pretty good on offense right now, Jeff.
Yeah, and another low snap there, Doug. But nice job there by Cremosta making something out of nothing, picking up the first down. That's all he needed was the yard. But you got to be concerned. We saw the low snaps cost the team last week. If you keep getting those low snaps, eventually you're going to forget to pick it up, and it could lead to a turnover.
Well, Coach Hudson told me that they had been having some problems with that. Steve Bruning, Preston McDowell back and forth as the center for this Blue Jay football team. And now they'll turn and hand it to the fullback. No, quarterback keeps it. Cremosta to the 35, to the 34, as Folkers carried out the fake well.
Yeah, fooled me, fooled you. Nice job by Cremosta going on his weak side there, left side. Still getting about 4 yards on the carry with a nice option play there. Picks up 4 yards, going to bring up second down and about 6.
In the second quarter, Adams Central 3, Central Catholic nothing. Gibbon 3, Fillmore Central nothing at the end of the first quarter of play. Cozad has jumped out on Minden 7-0 after 1, and O'Neill leads Broken Bow 7-6. after one quarter of play. That won't stay. Second down at about 6 here to go for the Blue Jays. Again, Siskowski in motion. This time they'll pitch it to him around the left end. Good cut back to the 30, and he is going to be hit just at the first down marker, and it looks like they're going to give him the first down at the 27-yard line of Southern Valley.
Yeah, nice job by Siskowski. Dangerous play ball carrier, whether he's catching it or throwing it. We haven't seen any throws yet from Ravenna. Siskowski on the left side just darted for the first down and got it.
Unfortunately, in Donovan, they've had a problem with the lights, and Donovan Trumbull and St. Cecilia are in a delay, scoreless in the first quarter. First down and 10 here for Ravenna, trailing 14-6, and back to pass Cremosa. It's going to be a swing pass out here to Bach, who was in motion, and he dropped the football. The reason he dropped the football is he saw the defender flashing right in front of him in Jesse Jackson, and he was trying to decide if he was going to get smoked or if he was going to make a move around him. And the ball glanced off his hands. He had some running room down the right sideline. So you got to like the play calling so far in this first half for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Southern Valley is just keeping it simple. And Ravenna, little motion. Everybody's kind of touched the ball here. Second down and 10 at the 26 of Southern Valley. The Eagles lead it 14-6. 10 minutes to go, second quarter. A lot of motion. It's all Siskowski. Quarterback keeper Cremosa breaks a tackle on the right side, gets to the 25, gets to the 20, and he is going to be just short of the first down at about the 18-yard line as he slipped out of the tackle there of Jacob Kramer, who hit him right at the line of scrimmage, but a gain of 9, and it's 3rd and 1.
Well, no surprise here so far. We've seen a nice steady dose of Cremosa, a little bit of Siskowski. So far, Cremosa at 5 carries for 34 yards. Going to see if he can get one more here to pick up that first down.
Blake, just a junior. You've got McFadden split wide left. Chance Bach out there as well. Siskowski slot right. Folkers is in the backfield. Siskowski in motion. It's going to be a fake handoff. Cremosa right up the middle. He got drilled, but he also got the first down. Good hit that time by Garrison Fisher, a 135-pound freshman. Didn't look like a 135-pound freshman, but Fisher with a good stick. But they only needed one. They got it first down here for Ravenna at the 16-yard line of Southern Valley.
And sometimes those little scrawny kids, they're little ankle biters. They're the toughest kids out there because they've always been picked on as little kids. So nice job.
Is that you?
No.
Is that you?
No.
You an ankle? I was an ankle biter, and I couldn't even be big enough to get 135. First down and 10. Shotgun with two backs in the backfield now. Again, motion Siskowski, and there they snapped it into his foot. The ball's loose on the field, but it looks like Cremosa covered it. Ravenna's definitely got to get that timing better because that's the third time that it about hit Siskowski. This time it did, and they're going to lose about 3 yards on the play. Second and 13, back to the 19.
Yeah, and it's just simple. Quarterback, the center and the quarterback need to work on that. You know, maybe when – and there's not a lot of time in these smaller. You play defense, so we'll see how they adjust as the game goes.
Second and 13, and again, not much of a kicking game, so they've got to get in the end zone. Roll out. Here's going to be a throw underneath. Siskowski wide open at the 11, gets to the 10. He's hit at the 7 and sticks it forward to the 6-yard line, and that'll be right there for a first and goal, it does look like, for the Blue Jays. On the tackle is Quinn. Let's see. Nope, they're going to say just short. Gain of 12. They needed 13. It's 3rd and 1. But a nice way of just sitting down with a little hook over here on the Ravenna sideline. And Cremosa, perfect pass. And what a combination he and Siskowski are. Siskowski's going to go all by himself wide left here. I formation. Bach is the I back on 3rd and 1. And Cremosa wants to keep it on the left side, and there's going to be a hold here. He's inside the 5. He's got the first down, all the laundry. Everybody saw it up here as they just tried to, well, block the left side of that defensive line, and there might have been 2 holdings on the play. And that's a tough one because now it's going to be 3rd and 11.
Yeah, and on the last play, they had a nice job there by Cremosa staying in the pocket, knew the hit was going to come, hit the nice route, made it 3rd down and 1, almost converted it, and now you're going to lose all that yardage back with this holding penalty. I think there is actually 2 penalties, Doug.
So holding will be called here on Ravenna, and all the excitement offensively came in the first 6.5 minutes of the game, and we haven't had any scoring here in about 10 minutes. And Ravenna's trying to change that. 7:39 to go in the first half. It's Southern Valley 14 and Ravenna 6. Southern Valley, a 9-yard run from Christian Lewis, a 4-yard run from Jeremiah Perkins. Ravenna had an 87-yard kickoff return by Chance Bach. It's going to be third down and 12 now. Ball backed up. And a quarterback option play. They'll pitch it to Folker, see what he can get. 20 and drug down from behind at the 19. Perkins read it well. And there was a very minimal gain, if any. Probably no gain on the play. And it's going to bring up fourth down and 12. The ball back there at the 19-yard line. Field goal is not an option for Ravenna. So they got to dial up something. And maybe the same play that they just found Siskowski open on. Send him another yard deeper, see if he can get there. They need to get to the 6. They're at the 19 with 7 minutes to go here, and Ravenna looks like they're going to call the game's first timeout. Brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. We've got 6:52 to go in the first half. It's Southern Valley 14, Ravenna 6.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
And welcome back to Ravenna High School Friday Night Football in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Crossroads Ford is your proud supporter of area high school sports, athletes, schools, and students. See Crossroads Ford and Kearney for your next new or pre-owned vehicle online at crossroads-ford.com or stop into the showroom at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Doug Duda and Jeff Babel with you here at Ravenna. A 4th and 13 for Ravenna at the Southern Valley 19-yard line out of the timeout. Four wide with Folkers there to block. They'll send Bach in motion. Fake handoff. Bach with a good block. They'll throw it out here into the flat. And that is going to be picked on the right sideline. There is a penalty flag possibly for roughing the passer, though. And celebrating is Blake Cremosta. Hunter Quinn picked it off. It would have been his second pick, but it's going to be negated by roughing the passer. Waiting for the white hat to officially give us the word. And that is just absolutely huge, because that's a first down for the Ravenna Blue Jays. That is the third major penalty on Southern Valley on this drive, which Ravenna started inside their own one after stopping the Eagles on fourth and goal.
Yeah, he just lofted that ball up there. It was going to be, you can almost tell, it was almost like a punt. It was easily picked off there by Quinn, but Ravenna luckily gets the roughing the passer call. Is going to convert this into a first down and goal now from inside the, looks like inside the 5-yard line here, just outside the five-yard line. So big break there for Ravenna. See if they can't turn it into some points.
14-6 Southern Valley, and again a game that may come down to two-point conversions. Both teams tried to kick it and missed, and Southern Valley got the two-pointer. First and goal from the 7-yard line, and the tournament going to be quarterback Blake Cremosta fakes it inside, now tries to go outside. There's absolutely no blocking, which is designed, and he's going to be dropped behind the line of scrimmage by Hunter Quinn at around the 12, 13-yard line. He faked the dive up on the right guard and then sprinted outside, and Southern Valley was not fooled, and it was 1-on-5, well covered by the Eagles. So it'll be second down and goal. Ball will be backed up to the 13-yard line. Trips out to the left side this time, including Matt Nozicka. You got McWiggin out there and Chance Bach. Over on the right side is going to be the main man, Siskowski. A late handoff to Folkers, who gets some good yardage up inside the 10 and back to about the original line of scrimmage, maybe a yard more. We'll give him the 7-yard line between the 6 and the 7. So third down and goal. Nice game there for Sam Folkers.
And last time they had this third down conversion, they decided to run the ball instead of throwing it, maybe trying to fool Southern Valley a little bit. So interesting what they'll do here inside third down inside the 10-yard line.
Now Siskowski wide left, trips to the short side right. Folkers again behind the pistol formation of Cremosta. And Cremosta gives it to Folkers again, and he's going to get down to the 2. And dragging him down, the middle linebacker. Right there is Sam Hunt. But a nice blast. They're spreading them out, expecting either Cremosta to keep it or to throw it. And it's fourth down and goal now at the 1. And let's see what Ravenna does. They're taking time to run the play in. They may burn another timeout here, which they're under 5 minutes. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen here. Timeout on the field brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance. It's fourth and goal, Ravenna at the one. They stopped Southern Valley on their last possession. They've now drove 98 yards. Can they get 99? Southern Valley 14 and Ravenna 6.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Welcome back to high school football. As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Paul Anderson and the fine folks here at Ravenna for their hospitality, trying to get things tied up or at least 2 points closer. 4:54 to go in the first half at Southern Valley 14 and Ravenna 6. Ravenna has it fourth and goal at the Southern Valley 1 yard line. Soskowski wide left, balls on the right hash. Pistol formation here for Cremosta. Folkers is the I-back. They do have three to the right side. Cremosta, quarterback draw off the left side, spins off the line and walks in. They closed the left side. They were able to negate Folkers, but just bouncing off that and keeping his balance, Cremosta takes it into the end zone for the one-yard touchdown to cap off a 99-and-a-half-yard drive.
Yeah, and there wasn't much there on that left side. It was closed pretty quickly, Doug, and Cremosta just made a simple spin move and walked into the end zone, makes it a conversion away from tying this ball game back up.
It is a two-point conversion. Same formation here. There is some movement, and let's see if the right guard, McAlevey, moved or if he was drawn across by the motion from Southern Valley, and the official's going to get together and make sure they all have the same thing here. And our white hat tells us that it's offsides on Southern Valley, so that'll move the ball a little over a yard closer. And maybe easier, but again, when you're out of that spread formation, sometimes it really doesn't make a whole lot of difference. Same formation, they'll send Bach in motion, quarterback keeper the whole way, lowering his head is Cremosta, and he gets creamed. He will not get into the end zone, and the two-point conversion is no good, just trying a quick little pivot off the left side. But with 4:50 to go here in the first half, it's Southern Valley 14 and Ravenna 12. We'll kick it off again when we come back.
Cargill knows the importance of quality. That's why Cargill has become one of the largest suppliers of liquid, dry fertilizer, and ag chemicals in South Central Nebraska and North Central Kansas. Cargill can ship nitrogen solution, blended liquid products, or dry blends to your farm by the semi-load. Cargill is your local supplier of Micro Essentials SZ, a dry phosphate, sulfur, and zinc fertilizer. Contact your Cargill farm marketer today. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Off, Hunter King starts to the right, decides to go the other way. He's dancing at the 20, 25, breaks a tackle, 30, 35, 40. Look at this. He's still on his feet, and finally he's going to be pushed down at the 40-yard line. He slipped in and out of the hands of eight blue jerseys. It might have been the same guy a couple of times, but Hunter Quinn ran 100 yards and got about 22 on the return. And Southern Valley, good field position at their own 40, leading it 14-12 with 4:33 to go here in the first half.
Ravenna just tried to tackle him high there. Well, Quinn just kept breaking tackles. If you're Ravenna, you just got to wrap up, let your friends get there, and help you out. Ravenna, on that last drive, it's 18 plays over 8 minutes. They took over most of that second quarter, 99-and-a-half yards, capped off by that one-yard touchdown run.
Now Southern Valley's turn, and back to passes. Perkins has time, going to throw it out here for Quinn, and overshot him at the 35-yard line. Incomplete. Only the second pass attempt, I believe, here for Southern Valley in the football game. First time they've even went down the field.
Yep, first one was complete. That was a 17-yarder to Cobb. This was Perkins' second pass attempt of the game, and this one fell incomplete, just overthrew his route here on the near side, near at the other 40-yard line. So Southern Valley, second time throwing the ball, is going to be first time they've been second and 10.
Southern Valley averages about 15 pass attempts per ball game and 114 yards through the air, second and 10 at the 40, and they will keep it. Perkins trying to get to the outside. Cremosta made him cut back inside, and he's going to be finished off there by Rusty Miller. But it is a five-yard gain. Well covered and well blocked out here on the wide receiver. Siskowski just couldn't break free from the block, and Miller had to finish him off third and five.
And go back to that last drive. It was a nice drive. 18 plays, like I said. But Southern Valley had three personal foul penalties, like you had said, Doug, and so that sort of aided the drive there for Ravenna. But don't take anything away from Ravenna. They did have a nice drive going there.
Third and five out of the shotgun, Perkins. He's going to give it to Lewis, trying to get right side and coming back there and making him miss, breaking tackles, and finally still on his feet, but just being going backwards there is Lewis. And the first hit was from Conniger Jonak, who came back there, and Lewis bounced off about five guys, and Tom Siskowski comes off the bottom of the pile limping. He is rolled up there, and he's going to have to come out, and that would be a big loss for Ravenna offensively. Even when he doesn't get the ball, all eyes are on him. And that'll bring Scott Kratzer from New West over.
Southern Valley in a punt, and Kopp, last game I had with him, he had a 70-yard punt. Granted, it was wind-aided on that windy day, but he's got a heck of a leg. Could pin Ravenna back deep here.
And a man coming in late here to block is going to be Chance Best. This is our first punt of the game. And the kick to the right side is a nice high one. Ravenna not sure who should take it, and Bach will pick it up after it bounces at the 17. Makes a man miss as he heads to the left. He's going sideways and doesn't really pick up any yards as he's going to be dropped back there at around the 17-yard line. Some miscommunication there between Bach and Cremosta, and it took a fortuitous bounce for Ravenna just straight up in the air. Bach grabbed it and took off, but no return on that one. And a punt of 38 yards, no return, and Ravenna will take over.
And good news for Ravenna. Sikowski heading back into the huddle, so hopefully it's nothing more than just a quick bruise. He shakes it off, and he's out there, split out to the right side here.
2:47 to go in the first half, 14-12 Southern Valley, first and 10 for Ravenna. Cremosta going to hand it off to Bach, tries the right side of that line, gets forward to the 20. That's going to be a gain of three, and this will be very interesting to see how both teams play this. I think Ravenna is going to be more than satisfied to get to the locker room down two here at the half. They've only got one timeout. They were 83 yards away from the end zone. If they happen to bust a big one, then maybe they can get into go-for-it mode, but we've also seen Cremosta throw a 60-yard touchdown pass to Siskowski earlier this year, but he's still limping around out there. Matt Nozicka, wide right, slot right this time is going to be Chance Bach. And again, they will send Siskowski in motion. They pitch it to him, so evidently good enough. He'll turn the corner to the 25 and be shoved out of bounds at around the 26-yard line. Not enough for a first down, but it does stop the clock. 2:01 to go here in the second quarter. 14-12 Southern Valley with the lead. Both teams 2-4, but the teams they played this year, incredible. Really, Centura, who Southern Valley plays next week, and Ravenna already played, that's the only team that's comparable to either one of these. And all of those teams, Centura and these two, trying to get to 4-4, although it'll be the toughest for Ravenna next week when they play Donovan Trumbull. Third down and one. Ravenna at their own 27-yard line. Out of the I formation this time, Siskowski in motion again. They want to run option. They give it to Tom. Hole left side. Got the first down as he's brought down at the 30-yard line. Move the chains, and most importantly for Ravenna, they keep it away from Southern Valley. So, yeah, they want to score, but they don't want Southern Valley to get the ball back because the Eagles do have all three of their timeouts. And had the Eagles been able to maybe get a second and long, third and long here, they might have used those on defense. But the clock running with 1:45 to go in the first half. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report will be coming up. We'll give you the first half stats, look at some of the scores from around the area, and get ready for next week, the final week of the regular season. Back to pass, Cremosta has time. Sidearms it, and it's right into the midst of the lineman, Garrison Fisher, and incomplete. He did not see Fisher drop back in coverage, and it falls incomplete. It'll be second down and 10.
Nice job there by Fisher. You know, you don't see a lot of defensive linemen able to, you know, sometimes they'll just tip it. But that was a play where he did drop back into coverage a little bit there, Doug. And you can tell why he's a lineman. He just didn't quite have the hands to bring that one in. But nice job forcing the long second down here.
We talked with Coach Epp in the pregame about all the kids he's got out. He says it's the most in his 8 years. A lot of freshmen for this team to build on. They'll try it again, and that slant pass a little too quick and incomplete for Chance Bach. He barely even took the snap, but it was already slinging it forward, so that stops the clock with 1:28 to go here. Trying to get it into Bach's hand on a slant, see if he can break containment because they were running it up the middle. That middle linebacker hasn't really been a factor in this football game. You have got Perkins and Hunt that are trying to keep their eyes on everybody that's in the slot. Third down and 10. Ravenna trying to get one more first down here. Siskowski in motion. And they'll hand it to him off the right side. Breaks one tackle, but a nice tackle by Jeremiah Perkins after he bounces off the first man. Also there is Chance Best. He'll get to the 34-yard line. That's a gain of four. And Southern Valley will indeed use a timeout. They'll get the ball back here with over a minute to go in the first half of play. 1:21 to go in quarter number two. It's Southern Valley 14 and Ravenna 12. Fourth down and six, a punting situation for Ravenna when we come back.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Well, we know what present you don't want. We're back here. We're back here at Ravenna with 1:21 to go here in quarter number two. As we head towards halftime, a punting situation, Jeff, coming up here for Ravenna. They need to cover this good return team for Southern Valley.
Yeah, Southern Valley have all three timeouts, so it's very, very crucial for Ravenna to get a nice punt here.
Here comes a punt block attempt, and just avoiding the man is Alex Kopp. Punts away, taken at the 33 by Quinn, up the field 40, 45, and he's going to be tripped up as he gets into Ravenna territory, and a penalty flag comes down at the 49-yard line. Southern Valley trying to block it from the edge and didn't get the job done but got a good return. And now, will it be a late hit out of bounds, or was there a clip? And it looks like the penalty will be on Southern Valley. So the flag sets at the 47. The hold will push it back 10 yards or the block in the back. And the ball will be put down at the 37-yard line. Southern Valley, first and 10 with 1:10 to go here in the first half, leading at Ravenna 14-12 in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Doug Duda and Jeff Babel with you on Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, and Oxford. First and 10, and Perkins out of the shotgun. Four wide, one-step drop out of that shotgun, throws over the middle, looks for his tight end. It is a short completion to Griffin York across the 40 to about the 42. A gain of five, and the clock continues to run. Southern Valley tries to hustle it up here, down to 50 seconds to go. Trying to get lined up, Griffin York to the right, trips to the left side. And back to pass again. Perkins looks left, rolls right, again throws underneath. York comes back for the ball, but they say it hit the turf first. Incomplete, stopping the clock with 42 seconds to go in the half, and a third and five remains here for Southern Valley.
See if they go back to Lewis here. You know, we haven't heard much of him in the second quarter. Granted, you do want to keep the ball in the air, but Lewis, he's shown his ability to make a big play here.
Yeah, good point. With two timeouts remaining, if you don't get it, you punt it, nothing hurt. And if you do get it, you can line up and run another play quickly, but they go empty backfield, five wideouts, and Perkins, three right, two left, looks left. It's going to be a hitch and go over the middle. It is complete at the 45-yard line for a first down of the tackle made right there by Tom Siskowski. Good look away, and then a late flag, and that's going to be on Ravenna as Alex Kopp made the catch. And I think they're going to say that Ravenna just wouldn't get off of him and kind of laid on him on the pile.
Yeah, not a smart play there by Ravenna.
Especially in the pros, you lay on them, the clock runs. Here the clock stopped anyway. There's no point in that.
That's what I was going to say. It kind of reminded me of the Arizona State-Wisconsin end of the game. But like you said, the first down had stopped the clock anyway.
And that's the deal. What do you call that? They just said personal foul. You could call it unsportsmanlike conduct. You could call it delay a game, but they called it a personal foul. That's a 15-yard penalty, and it gets it to the 30. And if they get down to a play here, Southern Valley could attempt the extra the field goal. They missed an extra point, but it was wide left. I think you got a guy that can kick it 35 yards if need be. But first and 10 here for Southern Valley at the Ravenna 30-yard line. Clock running 25 seconds. Penalty flag. They throw it out here in the flat. It is complete to Jeremiah Perkins, and he's going to be brought down at the 20-yard line by Chance Bach, but it looks like this flag is coming against the Eagles.
Yeah, we had seen that at least two times, Doug, where the receiver or the running back just jumps a little too quickly trying to run that route, and it was Kopp that time. Kopp made the catch, but it's going to come back.
Illegal shift called on the Eagles, and that'll back him up 5 yards from the 30 to the 35. First and 15 with 17 seconds remaining here in the first half. Southern Valley 14 and Ravenna 12. Southern Valley hasn't had much of an opportunity here in the second quarter. The opening drive, Ravenna marched at 99.5 yards in over 8 minutes, and Southern Valley has decided to use a timeout right here. With first down and 15, they probably got time for a couple of plays, but now if they're considering the possibility of just getting down there and maybe trying a 30-yard field goal, they've really only got one more play that they can use and then burn that timeout. Timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Each team has one timeout remaining, as we just told you, 14 to 12 in favor of the Eagles. And coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at a couple of the scores here, brought to you by Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Stop by and enjoy them for lunch. Or, of course, you can get delivery from Top of the Hill in Kearney, carry out as well, right by the Hilltop Mall. Blue Hill leading Superior 35-0. Sutton at the half, 28-0 over Thayer Central. St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull had a delay because of a lighting issue. That game currently airing on 1230 KHAS, but it's scoreless. Now we're ready to go here, 14-12 Southern Valley, first and 15 at the Ravenna 35-yard line with 17 seconds to go. Perkins, the only man in the backfield, looks right now, throws left for Quinn. It hangs up there, but it's caught, breaks a tackle, 10-5, and drug down at the 2-yard line, 10 seconds to go. A 33-yard pass that just kind of hung there. And Ravenna just couldn't quite get a fingernail on it. The tackle made by Josh McWiggin, and now things really change. Let's see if they spike it or not. They've got one timeout. Looking to the sideline, they say, yeah, get under there and spike it. So that's exactly what Perkins does, but they wasted. They wasted 8 seconds, 2.5 to go, so now they can call the timeout and set up the play. But that is not what Coach Jeremy Up wanted. Wanted him to be up right under center and spike the ball, you would have had time for at least two plays. Now this will be the last play of the half.
Well, with their last timeout, Doug, typically you'll see a two, maybe even three plays called in the huddle, so that if you do get a first down, you're able to run up there and get your second play going. Or if you get a long play like that, you should just be able to go right into the spiking motion or run that second play. And I wonder if both plays or maybe passes, and so they just didn't. They weren't sure if they wanted to run the ball there or spike it, and it, at least 8 seconds came off. That's going to be crucial. So now, like you said, just one play, and we'll be at halftime.
Well, Southern Valley hasn't been in that spot very often, and so you can say it's easy when you watch the college and pro guys,
right.
But that is something that's not practiced over too much here. Now, they could try to get the chip shot three, but they're going to go for it on fourth down, second down, last play here. They'll mark the ball at about the 2. Ravenna stopped them once this half. Quarterback Perkins going to keep it himself up the middle, and he's going to stretch it across the goal line for the touchdown as time expires here in the first half. It wasn't that play. It was the 32-yard completion, the play before, that set things up here. And Ravenna, who tried to get this first half to halftime, running it out, got a first down, couldn't get that second one on the last drive. And that is a big momentum boost here for Southern Valley, because Ravenna does get the ball to start the third quarter of play. And they're going to come in and line up to kick the extra point. The first one was wide left. Hunter Quinn now to try the PAT. That would make it a two-possession game. Good snap. It's down. Quinn's kick very high, and it is good. So on the final play of the first half, two-yard touchdown run by the quarterback Perkins. And at halftime, it's the Southern Valley Eagles 21 and the Ravenna Blue Jays 12. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats, recap the scoring, look at the scores from around the area with games in the state of Nebraska, and a little preview of what's still to come here in the next couple of weeks as we're busy with state tournament action that has already taken place today and is still to come. 21-12, Southern Valley with the lead, and we'll be back after this on Classic Hits.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
And welcome back to Ravenna. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel, our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, where it is time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. At the half, your score is Southern Valley 21. And Ravenna 12, we're glad you're along with us tonight here on Classic Hits 98.9. And as always, the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Been busy all week covering the Lou Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament. And congratulations to the St. Paul Lady Wildcats, getting their first tournament title since 2008, beating Ord in the championship last night. Wood River went five sets to beat Kearney Catholic for third place. Out of the Fort Kearney Conference last night, it was Overton winning the title for the third consecutive year, going deep against Axtell. They just played the best out of three, and Axtell served for the match a couple of times, but Overton won it in three into the consolation. SEM, probably the most improved team in the conference, defeated Elm Creek again, and they've had some success against the Buffaloes. Let's take a look at your Valentino's scoreboard here, where at halftime it is Kearney High 14, Lincoln North Star 10. And, of course, Kearney High needs the win of that ball game and a win against North Platte next week to make the playoffs. Elsewhere, Lincoln Southwest beat Lincoln Pius earlier today by a score of 28-7. Norfolk has a 10-7 lead over Lincoln East. And Grand Island at the half leads North Platte by a score of 21-0. In Class B, halftime, it is McCook 17 and Holdridge nothing. Crete and Norris are scoreless at the half. It is Columbus pulling an upset here, leading Aurora 18-6. That game is at halftime. Also a little bit of a surprise, Hastings and Lexington 7-7 at the half. In the second quarter, it is York 22 and Grand Island Northwest 6. In C1 action, Adams Central has now had a big second quarter, and they lead Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 24-0. St. Paul leads Central City 7-0 in the second quarter. Boone Central Newman Grove, number one team, leading number seven Columbus Lakeview 14-0 in the second quarter of play. And it's always a battle. Norfolk Catholic and Pierce 7-7 at the half. Broken Bow leads O'Neill at the half 13-7. In the second quarter, Gibbon has a 13-9 lead over Fillmore Central. Also in the second quarter, Cozad leading Minden 21-0. Kearney Catholic has scored first. It has a 7-0 lead over Chase County. You can hear that game on ESPN 1460 tonight. Checking some of the other scores from around the area. At half, Sutton leads Thayer Central 22-0. In the second quarter, Blue Hill leads Superior 35-0. It is Donovan Trumbull and St. Cecilia kicking off late tonight. They kicked off just about 15 minutes ago, so it remains scoreless. Also at the half, Wood River leading Centura by a score of 14-8. Moving into eight-man action tonight. At halftime, Exeter Milligan leading Friend 42-0. in a top 10 matchup. Heartland leading Bruning Davenport Shickley 8-6 in the second quarter of play. It is Twin Loop 13 and Ansley Litchfield nothing. That was a first quarter score in Arapaho. 46-0 over Southwest in the first half. Looking for scores from Elm Creek Alma, Franklin Harvard, and Overton Loop City. If you have a score update from any of those games or Palmer South Loop, we'd love to hear from you. 236-9900, 236-9900. In D2, Giltner leading Spalding Academy 38-0, and Amherst had an early lead over Axtell. If you're at the Amherst, SEM, Pleasanton, Kennesaw Shelton games, we'd love to hear from you. 236-9900. Here at the half, it is Southern Valley 21 and Ravenna 12. The Eagles scored on the final play of the half to take the lead from 2-9. Ravenna will get the ball to start the third quarter of play. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, Atlanta, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Game 6 of the National League Championship Series is going on tonight in St. Louis, and they are in the bottom of the second. The Cardinals and Dodgers are scoreless. St. Louis wins. It's on to the World Series. If the Dodgers win, that forces a Game 7 tomorrow in St. Louis. Game 6 tomorrow afternoon, 3:30 scheduled time, unless there's just one game, then I think the Detroit-Boston game moves to the evening. But Detroit-Boston, with the Red Sox leading 3-2, they'll be at Fenway Park tomorrow. We do have one top 20 game in the NCAA. Louisville, ranked 8th, is taking on 4-1 Central Florida. 5:45 to go in the first half. Louisville only leading 7-0 over Central Florida. 21-12, Southern Valley with the lead here over the Ravenna Blue Jays. A reminder that next week is the final week of the regular season for high school football. Ravenna will be back home to take on number 1 Donovan Trumbull, and Southern Valley will be back home to take on Centura. Among the games that we'll have for you on this Thursday, Friday, by the way, we should mention that the Ravenna Donovan Trumbull game and the Southern Valley Centura game are both on Thursday. And then the playoffs begin a week from Thursday on Halloween this year. If that hasn't crossed your mind, be aware that Halloween is the day of the first round of the state football playoffs in classes C and D, with November 1st for classes A and B. And among our games next Thursday, Gothenburg at Kearney Catholic. Next Friday, Axtell, Kennesaw, among the football games that we will be covering. Also a little bit of volleyball, a couple weeks left with that. There's some good matchups. Minute and Order playing on Monday. We've got Kearney Catholic St. Paul rematch on a Tuesday night from that five-setter in the Lou Platt Conference semifinals. And then we will be close to district time. Congratulations to both the Ravenna boys and girls. As we heard today, they are on to the state cross-country meet. Kearney boys and girls are both there. Kearney Catholic boys made it. Grand Island boys made it. Hastings Adams Central girls made it as well. Lots of individuals from around the area. Lexington boys and girls both made it in Class B. The state cross country meet begins at 12 noon next Friday at the Kearney Country Club. I'll be out there bringing you updates throughout the day from all the races that take place every 30 minutes from 12 until 3:30. And then it's on to high school football on a Friday night. State softball wrapped up today over at Hastings. And congratulations to all the winners at the state softball tournament today. Maybe the most exciting game came in Class B. Omaha Scud only had three hits the whole day, but they put them together in the seventh inning, and two runs in the bottom of the seventh gave them a 2-1 win over York. Wahoo won Class C over Wayne 10-6, and Millard South won Class A. They dropped the first final, but they were unbeaten, and then they came back and beat Papillion-La Vista 13-4. So Millard South, Omaha Scud, and Wahoo, your state softball champions. And congratulations to the tennis medalists from the area. We had the number one single and number two doubles from Hastings medal today, and the number one doubles team from Holdridge winning for the second consecutive year the state championship. Vitra, the number two singles from Central Catholic, finished fourth as well. High school football, 21-12, Southern Valley leading Ravenna. Don't forget there's college football tomorrow. May not be the Huskers, but we've got a triple header for you on ESPN 1460 and 1550 beginning at 11 a.m. when TCU takes on Oklahoma State. Then at 2:30, Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel and Texas A&M takes on Auburn in a top 25 matchup. And in the big game tomorrow night, Florida State at Clemson, 7 o'clock. On ESPN Radio. Sunday's triple header begins with the Detroit Lions taking on the Cincinnati Bengals at noon. Then at 3:15, it will be the Kansas City Chiefs and the new look Houston Texans. And then the highly anticipated game between the Denver Broncos and Indianapolis Colts on Sunday Night Football. We'll take a break, and Jeff Babel will be back with the first half stats of our ball game, which Southern Valley leads over Ravenna 21-12 right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
All the staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna. Understanding the pride it takes to be part of a team is no different in sports than it is at Loprino Foods. We take pride in our work environment and being a family, team-oriented company. Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Southern Valley 21 and Ravenna 12. And with a look at the first half stats, here's Jeff Babel.
Let's see how they got there, Doug. First off, for Southern Valley, they're ahead on the scoreboard. Christian Lewis, 8 carries for 84 yards. He had that one big touchdown run as well. Jeremiah Perkins, their quarterback, 9 carries, 21 yards, 2 touchdown runs. Granted, those are only like 1 or 2 yard runs, but he was set up on his one touchdown run by the 33-yard reception by Hunter Quinn. That's what he's got reception-wise. Griffin York had that one carry, that first carry of the game, Doug, 46 yards he went. He also has that 5-yard touch or that 5-yard reception. Dan Dietz, 3 of 6. Alex Kopp, 1 of 4 rushing, and he also had 33 receiving. Perkins was 4 of 7 through the air for 55 yards. So 55 through the air, 161 for Southern Valley on the ground. So 216 total yards for Southern Valley in the first half. They had 7 first downs. They did commit 5 penalties, though, for 69 yards. They had 57 total kickoff return yards and 18 punt return yards. Over to Ravenna now. They were led by Blake Kermosta, 9 carries, 28 yards. He had that one rushing touchdown. Tom Sikowski, 4 carries, 16 yards. He also had a 12-yard reception. Chance Bach, 4 carries, 16 yards as well. Sam Fulkers, 3 for 9. Blake Kermosta was only 1 of 4 through the air, Doug, for 12 yards. So 12 through the air, 69 rushing, and 81 total yards. They had that nice 99-yard drive. It was aided by those big penalties by Southern Valley. Again, Southern Valley had 5 penalties for 69 yards. And Ravenna, they've only really had one possession, Doug. They had that pick, and their other score came from Chance Bach off that 87-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. So that's how they've got their 12 points. Both point-after touchdowns failed for them.
Well, let's take a look at the scoring drives from the football game. Southern Valley got it first. They marched 63 yards in 5 plays, aided by a 39-yard run by Lewis, and then Christian took it in from 9 yards out. The extra point kick by Quinn was wide left with 9:40 to go in the first quarter. Southern Valley up 6-0. As you said, Chance Bach then returned at 87 yards, just returned left. Great blocking downfield. It was not the fastest return of all time, but a great block down the field right in front of the Ravenna bench. Took it 87 yards, and the extra point kick was low from Caleb Gross and was blocked. So it's 6-6, 9:24 to go in the first quarter. Once again, good drive that Southern Valley started on a Hunter Quinn kickoff return, and they were able to march it down the field and cap it off with a four-yard run by Jeremiah Perkins. And then Perkins hit Quinn on the two-point conversion pass, 5:22 to go first quarter, 14-6 in favor of Southern Valley. On the next Ravenna possession, the ball bounced off the hand of Chance Bach and right into the belly of Hunter Quinn at the Ravenna 35-yard line. And they were able to march it down to the one, but on fourth and goal from just outside the one-yard line, Ravenna was able to hold as they tried to get Perkins in there on the sneak. And that's what set up that 99.5-yard drive that was aided by the penalties, but the touchdown run, a one-yard run by Blake Cremosta, 10 plays, 99 or 18 plays, 99 yards, and the two-point conversion was no good. So 4:50 to go, and it was 14-12 Southern Valley. And then with a minute and 21 seconds left in the first half, Ravenna punted it away, got a good punt return up to midfield. There was a hold, though, that backed it up to the 37, and still Southern Valley was able to connect on a couple of passes, move the ball down the field. The big one was a first and 15 from the 35. There was only 18 seconds left in the half. It was a 32-yard pass completion that got him down to the 2, and with 2.5 seconds left, time for one play, and Perkins took it in to make it 21-12 as the PAT that time was good by Hunter Quinn. And going back to that long drive from Ravenna too, Jeff, remember Ravenna had a 4th and 13 at the 19-yard line, and the ball was picked off by Hunter Quinn, which would have been his second pick, but they roughed Cremosta, and so you take away the pick and you add a first down on a 4th and long, and that's what allowed Ravenna to keep it going, and it was 4th and goal again when they had to take that ball in.
Yeah, nice job by Ravenna. You know, extenuating circumstances, 4th down. Luckily for them, they did get that one break, but nice job on capitalizing. And sometimes teams, they won't capitalize on that. They'll just keep going, and they'll turn it over on downs 4 plays later. So good job by Ravenna staying in this game. They're still in this game. They're down only by 9 here, Doug, so should be an exciting second half.
And they'll get the ball to start it. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel, and our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Oxford, Ravenna, as Kopp boots it away to start the second half. It'll be taken at the 11-yard line, and Bach will bring it to the 15, 20, return right, 25, breaks a tackle, 30, 35, and jumps over the 40-yard line in the way to make the tackle was the kicker in Alex Kopp, and Bach just about had his second touchdown return of the night, but great field position to start the second half here for the Blue Jays. They'll mark it at their own 45-yard line.
Yeah, nice job by Bach. That's his second return of positive yardage, so really taking advantage of the return game, giving them a short field.
First and 10 out of the shotgun will be Blake Cremosta, running back to the right and left. One man out wide, Siskowski. They put him in motion again. Again, low snap. Cremosta falls on it. And that'll be a loss back to the 39-yard line. That is a 6-yard loss. And that is continuing to bother this football team. That's the third time tonight. And as I said once earlier, Coach Hudson told me that they were having some problems with that here in practice.
Yeah, and it's the third time in the last 4 play calls as well for Cremosta. Cremosta had a nice start, but a couple negative plays there.
So let's see if the junior can get that back to him a little bit better than get the block. On second down and 16, they'll hand it to Folkers off the right side, 45, and he dives forward to the 50. Good tackle that time by Hunter Quinn to wrap him up around the ankles and not let him break free for a first down. It's going to be a gain of 10 on the play, and the ball will be right at midfield on the near hash as we're here at the press box on the Ravenna side of the field. Good crowd on hand from Southern Valley here as well. By the way, we did want to mention that Dylan Brooks, we mentioned that Garrison Fisher made a couple of nice plays as 50, and we said that's a pretty big freshman out there. Dylan Brooks is actually there. He's one of the best players in the state, second leading tackler of the state. He's wearing number 50, the 220-pound senior for Southern Valley. Third down, a flea flicker. It's going to be a double reverse, trying to get Bach to the outside, and he is dropped way behind the line of scrimmage by Griffin York. A loss of six on the play. It'll be a fourth down here and a punting situation for Ravenna.
Just tried the trickeration. Just tried to get something going early in this second half. Ran the double reverse, and it just didn't work out. Nice job by Southern Valley staying home and staying in their contain.
So a punt coming up here for Tom Siskowski. They've moved the ball pretty well all night long, but as you said, not a lot through the air. Here comes the pressure on the punt again. Siskowski, nice high punt. It's not going to be too deep, but it doesn't look like it'll be returnable. But it bounces right to Quinn. Picks it up at the 23 down the right sideline. 30, 35. Gets past Folkers at the 40, and he's into Ravenna territory at the 47-yard line. And Siskowski, Nozicka made the tackle. But just about every yard that the punt went was returned here. It'll be first and 10 for Southern Valley at the 47-yard line.
Yeah, nice job. Looked like it was going to go out of bounds there around. It was a 30-yard return. Nice job by Quinn picking it up and making something out of nothing. He got it all the way over into Blue Jay territory.
So a 30-yard punt, about a 23-yard return, as Jeff said. First down and 10 at the 47-yard line of Ravenna, a 21-12 lead for Southern Valley. Their first possession of the third quarter is the belly handoff off the right side. They take it to Lewis. Lewis will be shoved into the Southern Valley bench at the 45-yard line. Gain of about three. It'll be second down and seven. 9:40 to go here in the third quarter. 21-12 in favor of Southern Valley, but stopping Ravenna. That was pretty big, especially after Ravenna had a very nice kickoff return to start the second half.
Yeah, Southern Valley, they're up two scores. They wanted to keep it that way. Ravenna deferred at the start. So an equally important possession here. If Southern Valley can score and get up three scores, that's going to be huge as well.
Four wideouts now. Here comes the blitz up the middle. It's going to be an option pitch to the outside. Quinn, he's got a little room to the 40. Gets a tackle or a block to the 35. Steps out of a tackle, 30. Good speed, 20. All the way down to the 15-yard line. Say he stepped out right there. Another great run for Christian Lewis down the left side.
Yeah, Lewis, he's just showing that big playability, Doug. You know, he'll have a couple of 1 or 2 yard gains, and then every other play has been at least 20 yards for Lewis.
Lewis very quick, and he has proved very hard to tackle tonight for the Blue Jay defense. And the Eagles are in business again. First and 10 at the 15-yard line, leading it 21-12 early in the third quarter. And you've got Dietz in the backfield this time. Out of the shotgun will be Jeremiah Perkins. He's going to go on an end around to Quinn. Nobody knows he has it, and Quinn walks into the end zone untouched. Miller saw he had it, but by then it was too late. A 15-yard end around for Hunter Quinn to make it 27-12 in favor of Southern Valley. And now it'll be interesting to see what they do. I think they're going to kick the extra point. So good or not, it's technically going to be a two-possession game unless they run a fake here, but he's one of two on his extra points, and beautiful reverse. Ravenna ran a little trick play to try and get a first down, and it was not successful. This time Southern Valley runs one, and it is.
Just about perfect execution. Carried the fakes out well. Quinn just done a nice job, got to the corner before anybody else, and scored it for six from 15 yards out.
And the extra point now by Quinn. On the way, and it looks like he has pushed it to the right, but it's just inside the upright and good. And with 9:23 to go here in the third quarter, it is Southern Valley 28, Ravenna 12.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
And welcome back to Ravenna. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. As Kopp approaches the ball, boots it away right near the sideline. It's taken at the 6-yard line, to the 10, to the 15. Folker's trying to get to the middle of the field. He does at the 20, and he's going to be hit and brought down there at the 21-yard line. Among those on the tackle, Trey Norman for Southern Valley. Also in there was big number 54, Jesse Jackson. And that might have been Lane Barker out there. All coming off the pile. So first down and 10 for the Blue Jays. And this drive will start at their 21-yard line, and they need to find some success here offensively in moving the football. They now trail 28-12 with 9:15 to go in the third quarter of play. And we've got penalty flags on the field, and it's going to be a legal procedure called here on Ravenna, so that backs them up 5 yards.
Only their third penalty, though, Doug. Pretty disciplined team so far. And Ravenna, this is kind of crucial. You want to at least get some points on the board, but at least just flip the field position, make Southern Valley go. But you're running out of possessions. You're going to need to make something happen here quickly.
A lot of football left as Folker's in the backfield, and Cremosta is going to give it to Sam off the left side. This time they are onto him as he gets back to the 21-yard line and then driven backwards. And not a whole lot on that one, but, of course, he tried to pick up the penalty yardage there, so he gets the 5 that they lost on the penalties. It's second down and 10. Taking a look at some of the scores, Grand Island leading North Platte 21-0 at the half. Kearney had a 14-10 lead over Lincoln North Star at the half. Hastings and Lexington, they were 7-7 at the half. Aurora trailing Columbus 18-6 at the half, and McCook had a 17-0 lead over Holdridge at the half. Second down and 10. In motion is Bach. Quarterback keeper is going to be off the right side. Cremosta has a seam, gets to the 25, gets to the 30. He's got the first down out to the 33-yard line. So showing his slipperiness is the junior quarterback, Blake Cremosta, who leads this Blue Jay team in rushing. And you can see why there. He and Christian Lewis of Southern Valley have both been hard to bring down tonight.
Yeah, and Cremosta, once he finally get a hole there, he was able to get across for 11 yards, pick up that first down. Coming back from the penalty yard.
First down and 10 in favor of the Ravenna Blue Jays here. They trail 28-12 with 8:14 to go. Out of the shotgun, Cremosta is going to roll to the right, throws it out here in the flat. Nobody there. He was intending that for Siskowski. And it'll be second down and 10. Couple other scores for you. Sutton leading Thayer Central 28-0. That game is in the third quarter. Halftime, Wood River leads Centura 14-8. Halftime, Blue Hill leads Superior 50-13. Donovan Trumbull and St. Cecilia are scoreless in the second quarter. That game got underway late because of some lighting problems. Kearney Catholic is playing out in Imperial against Chase County. That's 7-7 in the second quarter. Stars had their 20-game regular season winning streak snapped in overtime by Cozad last week. Second down and 10 now. Folker's in the backfield with Cremosta. Blake, three-step drop. Looks to his right, going deep for Siskowski. Jump ball incomplete. Well covered out there by Alex Kopp. And it'll be third down and 10. When those quarterbacks get that fly pattern call, they always want to throw the football, but well covered that time. And Blake didn't really look him off long enough. He just glanced to his left and then turned right back to the right and fired it away. And you do have to give credit to the O-line. They have been giving him time tonight.
Yeah.
So they've been doing a good job on pass blocking.
Yeah, and nice job by Cobb on the coverage there. And he's a fellow receiver himself, so it's kind of like a jump ball, kind of cancel each other out. But like you said, good protection there by the Ravenna offensive line. Gave Cremosa enough time to get that route out.
Third and 10 at the 33, changing the play at the line of scrimmage here are the Ravenna Blue Jays. Need to get the snap off or they're going to get delay a game. And they just get it off. It's an option to Folkers. Folkers trying to get to the outside, and he's got nowhere to go. He is stood up and drilled at the 28-yard line. Chasing him down was Mike Longsign, and then finishing him off was Chance Best, and it's going to be fourth down and 14.
Yeah, just nothing doing on that right side there for for that was Folker, I believe, and just Ravenna, just or Southern Valley making flying around out there on defense, making some plays and forcing the three and out here.
So the punt for the Blue Jays. Good snap. The kick is away. This is a low line driver, bounces at the 47, and Ravenna's going to cover it as it dies at the 40-yard line. It's a 31-yard punt, no return. 7:16 to go here in the third quarter. It's Southern Valley 28 and Ravenna 12. Both teams looking for their third win of the season. If Ravenna can get the win tonight, it should be good enough to get them in the playoffs, even if they go 3-5. Same for Southern Valley there. Point total, again, the teams they've played, 22-2, and the two losses are because those four teams have played each other.
Right.
And so they've lost to nobody outside of that group, and they're playing pretty well here tonight. First and 10 at their own 40, trips to the right side. They're going to put Perkins under center. Hard count doesn't work, so he turns and hands it to Lewis. A little fullback dive for 3 yards up to the 43-yard line. Off the bottom of the pile there is Preston McDowell for Ravenna to make the tackle. Second and 7. For Southern Valley.
And with that run, Lewis now 11 carries for 125 yards, so he's already broke the century mark. And Southern Valley, you know, they had been so balanced before. They didn't really got anybody that had gotten, you know, more than a 50-yard average. And so Lewis finally getting a breakout game for the Eagles.
And a lot of that obviously has to do with the opposition that these guys have been playing. Now we'll go back to that shotgun formation, press coverage here by Ravenna, and it's going to be an option. Perkins pitches it out there. The ball is fumbled by Dietz, but he's able to cover it back up. It actually bounces to him, and he makes a little bit of yardage on it up to about the 48-yard line. He looked down. He couldn't find it right away, and it bounced twice. That second bounce, kind of like an onside kick, popped right up into his hands, and he was able to move it forward. It'll be third down and 2 yards to go.
Yeah, just a simple option play, and sometimes the you don't work on the pitches as much as you should, and Dietz luckily got that ball to bounce perfectly right back into him, and he got a good gain on the play, about 5 yards.
So third down and 2 here for Southern Valley. Ravenna needs a stop. Southern Valley out of the shotgun, rolling out to throw, back against the green, and it's knocked down. Getting his paw on it is Cody Eskret, trying to throw it over the middle to Alex Kopp. And we've seen tonight Perkins look deep, but he usually comes back and he's kind of thrown against his body three or four times, and he's about 50-50 on those passes, but that's as close as Ravenna has been to getting a turnover here in the football game.
Yeah, he is exactly 50-50, 4 of 8, but like you said, he just kind of threw across his body. Looked like he had Cobb there, but excellent defensive play there for the Blue Jays. Cody Eskret making the big stop, going to force Southern Valley to punt here.
Alex Kopp will stand at his own 36, takes the snap. Little rugby, and he pooches it high and short. Fair catch called for and taken at the 24-yard line by Siskowski. So it is a 28, 29-yard punt that time, but no return. And it'll be first down and 10 here for Ravenna, trailing at home 28-12 to the Southern Valley Eagles. 5:46 to go in the third quarter of play. Chucking a couple of other scores in 8-man. Bruning Davenport Schickley leading Heartland in a top 10 battle, 24-20. That game is in the third quarter of play. And Pleasanton leads Cedar Valley at the half, 34-16. First and 10 for Ravenna. 3 wideouts, and again, they move Siskowski in motion. Pitch play to the strong side, right side, and he is not going to get much. Good job there by number 64, Lucas Taylor, to get in and make the tackle for the Southern Valley Eagles. Getting back to the line of scrimmage is all that Siskowski could manage. It'll be second down and 10. Southern Valley seems to have figured that play out
a
little bit.
I was just going to say that Ravenna's just trying to get the ball to Kremosa, Siskowski, trying to get those guys going. But once they see Siskowski in motion, they're just starting to key on him. They're starting to figure that play out right now.
You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, Holbrook, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Second and 10 here. Get out of the shotgun. It's going to be a quarterback keeper. Kremosa starts left, nothing there. Now he's dancing, and the more he dances, the more Southern Valley gets over there and brings him down. He got to the line of scrimmage, but that is it. Led by big number 50, Dylan Brooks, and also in there, Sam Hunt. It'll be third down and 9. Third and 9 here for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, just no openings there for Kremosa. Just Southern Valley starting to gear up a little bit. Their defensive line's getting a good push, and their linebackers are filling the hole pretty nicely. Third down and long here.
Looking for their first down of the third quarter of play. They'll go 4 wide, trips left. Single man to the right. Fulkers in the backfield. It's going to be a quick screen out here to the left end, overthrowing Matt Nazicka at incomplete, and that'll bring up fourth down here for the Blue Jays. So some of it's good defense by Southern Valley. Some of it they've missed on a couple of plays like that to execute, and just a little throw out in the flat there on the wide receiver screen, and Siskowski will come out to punt again.
Just looked like maybe some route confusion. Didn't know who was supposed to get that ball. So just fell in between both of them, and three and out.
He overthrew him. There was a good block as well by Siskowski. And here is Tom to punt it away. That is a high short kick, and it'll be taken at the 48. Quinn says, I'm going to try and run it back. Breaks one tackle, but then is brought down in Ravenna territory at the 47-yard line by Damian McElevey. And it'll be first down and 10. Southern Valley has really not only controlled the scoreboard here with the only score of the third quarter, they've controlled the field position. Hunter Quinn's 15-yard touchdown run on a reverse, the only point so far the third quarter. He also added the extra point kick, 4:15 to go third, 28-12 Eagles.
Yeah, 16 points, so it's still technically two possessions. Southern Valley going to look to step on the throat here.
Ravenna needs to force a turnover at some point here, and it's going to be a fake handoff to Lewis. Rolling to the right is going to be the quarterback Perkins, looking for room, dives forward. A penalty flag comes into the middle of the pile. He's going to get a couple up to about the 44-yard line.
Yeah, but it's coming back. That's a hole, and it come from the far sideline here, so you know that's a hole. A
lot of dancing out there for Perkins, who really hasn't had to run the ball that much tonight. Jeff, I think we came into the football game. Both teams tried to confuse the other team's defense and game plans by running it a lot more than we thought, and now they're trying some different things out there, and Southern Valley's having a little more success.
Yeah, I mean, still was his 10th run, but first one in the second half so far. But Perkins hasn't really had to run because Lewis has been doing a good job, as well as Dietz running the ball for the Eagles.
So the penalty, 10 yards. It'll be first down and 18 because he went forward a little bit. Back to pass, looking for it all down the right sideline. He's going to overthrow Kopp. Kopp kind of broke off his pattern, looking back over his shoulder, and you'll see that from the younger receivers. Instead of just running and trusting your quarterback, you kind of look back to see if he's actually even throwing the ball, and it sailed over his head. It'll be second down and 18.
Yeah, but good play call there, trying to get something on first down, get that big play, get some of that penalty yards back, get that and more, but just fell incomplete for Southern Valley, and we'll see what they do here on second down.
Two touchdown runs by Jeremiah Perkins, one for Hunter Quinn and one for Christian Lewis. The four scores for the Eagles, and they send Kopp in motion out of the shotgun. It's going to be a handoff to Dietz over the right side, finds a little crease to the 50, gets back into Ravenna territory at the 46-yard line. Going to get about 9 on the play, half of what they need. It'll be third down and 9 for Southern Valley.
Third down long. We'll see if they go through the air, maybe go try to get Lewis the ball, get another big play from him. But, again, still two possessions. So if Ravenna can get a stop, maybe a turnover, like you said, that could be huge.
The key is just to make them punt here. Southern Valley, just that one play away, as you said, from really securing the game. And here on third down and long, it's going to be a quarterback run to the left side. He wants to throw, gets it out here through the hands of Quinn, and wouldn't have been enough for the first down anyway. It was a simple sideline out. And he was covered well by Nazicka and would have just shoved him out of bounds at the 40. It would have set up about 4th and 3 where they could have went for it, but they've been punting it on the short yardage situation. So after not seeing a whole lot of punts in the first half, we've seen quite a few here in the third quarter.
Yeah, I honestly think they probably would have went for it there just to try and keep that drive going, not let Ravenna get the ball back. But doesn't matter, fell incomplete, so 4th down and about 9 here, they're going to punt it away.
And once again, it is going to be Kopp back there to kick it away. And the boot to the right side. He got all of that one, and it looks like it bounces at the 5 and gets a great bounce. Siskowski did the right thing by letting it bounce because it probably 90% of the time goes into the end zone. But Hunter Quinn gets down there and downs the ball between the 6 and the 7-yard line. They'll mark it at the 7. That's about a 40-yard punt, wasn't it, Jeff?
That's a nice punt. And Kopp, if I read right, last year he was 3rd in C2 of all punting, and so got a year to work on that. Now he's just trying to work on pinning them in deep, and that's exactly what he did there. Going to be a long field here for Ravenna.
Well, that was Ravenna's best drive. Their only touchdown drive of the night was 99.5 yards. Now they've got 93 to carry, and Cremosta out of the shotgun against Siskowski in motion, this time from right to left. Quarterback keeper Cremosta has some room over the left side, trying to get well to the outside, across the 10 to the 13. And he'll be dropped right there, a gain of about six on the play. It'll be second down. Those are the kind of first down plays Ravenna needs.
Yeah, good play call there. The hole was there on the left side. Nice six-yard gain there by Cremosta. You know, held the ball securely, so he didn't want to turn the ball over. So good smart play there by Cremosta, picking up six on that first down carry.
In the fourth quarter, Kearney maintains a 14-10 lead over Lincoln North Star in the capital city. Second down and a long four here for Ravenna. Cremosta wants to throw the ball, looks left, now looks to his right, down to his left. It's underthrown, and it is intercepted, but we've got a penalty flag on the play. The pick made by Griffin York. But there is a penalty flag on the play, and let's see what the call's going to be here. And they might be calling it on Ravenna, yeah.
See the opposing coach there, Jeremy Epp, clapping, so.
I didn't really see any major contact there when the ball was in the air. And still no indication yet from our white hat. Pass interference on offense, so it will be declined, and that'll be the second turnover tonight for Ravenna, and give Griffin York credit for the interception.
Yeah, nice play by York. Just kind of intercepted, or you know, obviously intercepted the pass, but just knew what the route was going to be, and so he just stepped in front and picked that bubby off.
Ball's at the 39 of Ravenna, and on first down, they'll give it to Lewis around the right side. He'll be shoved out of bounds at the 34, maybe the 33-yard line. He's so quick to the edge. Ravenna's done a great job over there. McDowell, McAlevey chasing him down, but he's going to get five on the play. It'll be second down and five. 2 minutes to go here in quarter number three. Southern Valley continues to lead Ravenna by a score of 28-12. We've played this whole third quarter, basically, on the Ravenna side of the 50-yard line. And it is there again. Give Ravenna credit. Their defense has improved as the game has moved on here. Bunch to the right side with triplets over there, short side for Southern Valley. And the quarterback, Perkins, wants to go left, stutters, waits for his block, dives inside the 30 to the 29, and it's going to be enough for the first down. Well, the white hat signaled first down, and he's 12 yards behind the line of scrimmage. I think Ravenna would have liked to have that one measured, but nonetheless, it is a first down. He takes the advice of his umpire up there and says, move the chains. So first down and 10 for Southern Valley. We'll officially call it the 29-yard line here on the scoreboard. So first down and 10 with Twins in the backfield now out of that shotgun. They will send Kopp in motion. And the quarterback will turn and hand it off of the right side. Dietz slips through one tackle inside the 25. And there's McAlevey again to bring him down at about the 23-yard line. Also in on the tackle is McDowell. You're listening to Friday Night Football on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Nice job there by Deese. Didn't look like there was much at all. Just let the play slowly develop, let his linemen get to their blocks. Gained seven on the play for Deese. Didn't look like there was going to be much to gain at all, though.
Again, trips out to the right side on second down and four. And Perkins, he's going to hand it to Lewis off the right side, runs right into the arm of the Ravenna defender, but then shoves him forward, and it's going to be right there at the first down marker again at about the 17. And Miller, it looks like, was in on the tackle for Ravenna and moved the chains again. 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and Southern Valley knocking on the door again. They are in the red zone at the 18-yard line. And may only be one more play left here in the quarter as they break the huddle with 20 seconds to go in quarter number three. Go to the four wide look here. Lewis flanks his quarterback Perkins on the right hip. Takes the snap and wants to throw the football. It's a post pattern into the end zone. Kopp's wide open. Kopp caught it, and Kopp got the touchdown. An 18-yard touchdown pass to a wide open Alex Kopp. He faked the slant, went to the post, and hauls it in for the touchdown to make it 34-12 as Southern Valley now pulling away here in the second half. And they like it with the 30 seconds and under on the clock here. That's their second score late in the quarter.
Yeah, and perfect route by Kopp over on the right sideline there. And Perkins just threw it perfectly, just right where Kopp could catch it, wide open there in the end zone, and scores another one.
So Quinn is in for the extra point kick. He's 2 of 3 on the night officially. And the snap, good, hold, good, kick, beautiful, and the kick is no good. So we're going to have to get a replay because the last one looked like it was wide right. This one looked like it was down the middle, but they say it was wide left. And so we are through almost three quarters of play. 7 seconds remain. 34-12 Southern Valley. Ravenna gets the ball when we come back.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. Fresh meats and produce can be found right in your hometown, so why not shop here and save yourself the drive? See friends and neighbors in the aisles of Ravenna Superfoods, a proud supporter of Ravenna Blue Jays, on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Friday night football continues here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Proud supporter of area high school sports. Located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or you can visit them online at crossroads-ford.com. Southern Valley punching in their second touchdown of the third quarter to take a 34-12 lead over Ravenna. And Kopp, who had the touchdown reception, will kick it off. It's a low line drive kick. And boy, can he place it. It just barely rolled into the end zone. It was well inside the hash. First, Siskowski thought, you know what, last time I caught it right on the sideline, I'm going to let this bounce out of bounds. And then it just skidded straight forward and died a half a yard into the end zone. That was almost the perfect kickoff. And instead, it will be spotted at the 20-yard line here for Ravenna. And not much offense here for the Jays in quarter number three. It just hasn't panned out.
No, and they benefited. They had the nice momentum from the kick return. They had that beautiful one play, or that one 99-yard drive. But other than that, they've kind of struggled tonight.
So let's see if they can get her going here. Had some good plays, just not enough to get long drives because they've been playing inside their own 30. They'll dive off the left side with Folkers. He'll bring it out to the 24-yard line, and that'll be the end of the third quarter of play. Your score, the Southern Valley Eagles 34 and the Ravenna Blue Jays 12. Blue Jays have the ball to start the fourth quarter when we come back.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, and Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda. Back with you here at Ravenna. I want to thank Paul Anderson, the athletic director, and all the friendly folks for their hospitality here in Blue Jay Land. Getting back over here for a home Ravenna game for the first time this year. Saw him earlier over at Centura. That came down to the wire. Ravenna's got some work to do here against Southern Valley to get this down to the wire. 34-12, second down and five. Quick out here to Siskowski. He breaks the tackle after making the catch. Nice job down the sideline. First down 30 to the 35-yard line. And he got rolled up a little bit earlier in the ball game, and he's been out there, but they just haven't really utilized him that much. So you got to wonder how much that injury was bothering him. But he makes a great move there to step out of a tackle and get 10 more on the play out to the 35.
Yeah, just his second catch, and he averages quite a few on the years or per game. So I wonder if that injury has anything to do with it, Doug.
So Cremosta has stayed out of that pistol, and they've used Folkers in the backfield for most of the night. Pump fake, wants to go deep. Double pump fake. Now is going to go down the sidelines and incomplete. Well, the safety back there in Jeremiah Perkins has been back there with Chance Best as well, and quarterback Cremosta pumped like three different times trying to get him to do something, and then when he started to throw it underneath, he broke on the ball, and it looked like Ravenna had a guy deep, but I'd say that's good coverage there by the defensive back.
Yeah, Perkins did a nice job. The junior fellow quarterback, so he kind of knows exactly what Cremosta was trying to do there, so nice coverage there for the Eagles.
So just go to that four wide, down by three scores, knowing they need to move the ball. Looks like a blitz might be coming here for Southern Valley. It's going to be a great call right up the middle to Folkers, but they stay home and make the tackle. Hitting him first was Dylan Brooks, and Chance Best was there. In the first half, that play was working because the linebackers got caught looking in the backfield at all the motion, and Folkers went by him a couple of times. That time didn't happen. Gain of four. It'll be third and six.
Yeah, beautiful play call. Just even better execution there by Southern Valley, just filling their gaps, not letting them get any more yards than they did.
By the way, we should mention Jeff Babel sitting next to the Ravenna offensive coordinator, so he keeps saying how great the play calls are.
They have been good.
Here's a swing pass out to Siskowski. Again, breaks a tackle, 40, 45, fumbled the ball, and it is going to be covered by Quinn right at midfield. Siskowski with second effort, and the ball slipped out of his hands just as he was going down, and Hunter Quinn comes up with the fumble recovery. He had one interception earlier tonight. He had a second one called off by a roughing the passer penalty, and the third turnover for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, just tough luck there. Another good play call there to the left side here with that screen. And Sikowski got the first down, just fumbled it, and Quinn, right, perfect place.
Almost had that knee down, but another fumble recovery. The first two, of course, were interceptions, but the fumble recovery right at midfield. They'll give it to Lewis. Nice blitz coming in there and making the tackle behind the line of scrimmage is Cody Eskrit. So Eskrit's made a couple of nice plays defensively for Ravenna. We've been talking about Brooks from Southern Valley, and they've really played some good linebacker tonight on both sides of the ball.
Oh, for sure, and nice job there by Ravenna. The turnover, you could see a lot of teams maybe start hanging their heads there, not Ravenna. They come up, made a play, and forced a loss of about two there.
So it'll be second down and 12, ball back into Southern Valley territory at their own 48-yard line. Perkins stays out of the shotgun this time, two backs with him as they'll move Kopp in motion, and they'll go with a handoff this time to Dietz, and he slips a tackle in the backfield, and then McElevy wraps him up after a two-yard gain. It was Caleb Gross that got through there and hit him. McDowell was in there, but then McElevy finished him off, and they're pinning their ears back now on Ravenna's side and getting right after it. Ends up being a two-yard gain, but it's still third and 10, 9:40 to go in the game. Southern Valley 34-12 with the lead here over Ravenna. It was 14-12 with 10 seconds to go before halftime, but that 32-yard pass set up the two-yard run on the final play of the half, kind of ends up breaking the back, it looks like, of Ravenna when they went three and out to start the third quarter. Third and 10, same play, Kopp in motion, right to left. This time they give it to him on the run, trying to get him around the outside. He's got there, 45-40, first down, stays in bounds, 35-30, and a gain of 20 down to the Ravenna 30-yard line. They've put him in motion a few times, but they've rarely used him on a run play.
Right.
They've looked at him on a pass play a couple of times, but there you go. Alex Kopp, the dangerous weapon that he is.
Yeah, it's just his second carry. He had that one earlier for 4 yards. Sometimes they like to let him throw the ball out of that. I know he's got at least three attempts this year, and he's also got those three catches, like you had said, Doug, 51 yards receiving, 20 on the ground, so 71 total yards so far for Kopp.
They average about three carries a game for Kopp this year. And now on first down and 10 at the 30, they stay out of the shotgun. Again, same place, and Kopp in motion. And this time it's a reverse. They give it to the end, Quinn. He's coming from the left to the right, 30, 25, follows his block, 20, 15, makes another man miss, 10, and all the way down to the 5-yard line before he's finally brought down by Siskowski and McDowell, who chased him all the way down the field. Great job of following his blocks on that reverse by Hunter Quinn. A gain of 25, and it's first and goal.
Second time we've seen Quinn burn him on that reverse. And first one went for 15. This one went for 25. Sets him up at the 5 for the first down and goal for the Eagles, trying to score another one here in the fourth quarter.
Sometimes you can say maybe there's some missed blocks, but boy, tackles, I mean. But we've seen some really good blocking on both sides of the football tonight. First and goal. Perkins out of the shotgun. He's got Dietz flanking him to his right side. He's going to give it to Dietz. Tries to find the hole all the way to the left. And coming off his block is Siskowski and makes a picture-perfect tackle out at the 6-yard line. It's going to be a loss of a half a yard. And it'll be second down and goal.
Right on the 5.
They're going to actually mark it at the 5.
No gain there, but nice play call or nice tackle there by Sikowski. Just shucked his man off and made a picture-perfect tackle, like you said. So Sikowski not letting that leg injury bother him, making a perfect tackle there.
I'm taking Jimmy Langan from the Doug and Daddy Show, and we're going to review some films from time to time. Second down, I won't say why, because John Cook got red carded. I don't want to get red carded. Second down and goal at the 5. Again, Dietz. This time they'll hand it to him off the right side, and he's stuffed behind the line of scrimmage again by McDowell and Eskrit. And they will actually say that he's going to lose yardage this time. Back to the 7-yard line. It'll be third down and goal. And Ravenna's defense has really been tough in goal-to-go situations tonight.
Yeah, and Eskrit, nice job making the first initial hit, allowing his teammates to come help him. But not going to let Quinn get in the end zone there or Dietz. So Ravenna, they're bending but not breaking here. We'll see if they can do that again here on third down.
Southern Valley love to tack another one on, but the most important thing is the clock continues to run. Dietz flanks him to the right. This time the quarterback Perkins going to run option, fakes the pitch, breaks a tackle, stretches it to about the 1-yard line. Conniger Jonak got a hand on him first but couldn't quite bring him down at the line of scrimmage as he slipped out of the jersey tackle. And it'll be fourth down and goal. The ball just outside the 1-yard line. And it looks like a timeout will be called here by Southern Valley. They're 1-for-2 going forward on fourth and goal inside the 2-yard line tonight. This timeout is brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 6:24 to go in the game. Southern Valley 34, Ravenna 12. Fourth and goal at the 1 for the Eagles when we come back.
Cargill knows the importance of quality. That's why Cargill has become one of the largest suppliers of liquid, dry fertilizer, and ag chemicals in South Central Nebraska and North Central Kansas. Cargill can ship nitrogen solution, blended liquid products, or dry blends to your farm by the semi-load. Cargill is your local supplier of Micro Essentials SZ, a dry phosphate, sulfur, and zinc fertilizer. Contact your Cargill farm marketer today. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel with you at Ravenna. And Jeff Perkins likes to keep it in this situation on fourth and short.
Yeah, we'll see if Ravenna keys on that and if Southern Valley tries to key on that and maybe try to give it to Dietz or possibly it looks like Dietz is the one back there right beside him.
You got Griffin York coming up in the slot for a blocker. Perkins takes the count, fumble the ball, and that means Ravenna's going to get back there and stop him. The ball hit the ground. Ravenna came strong, and finishing him off is going to be Chance Bach. But that's really the first miscue we've seen all night, as Perkins wanted to make something happen quickly, and he didn't look the ball into his hands. Out of that pistol, again, they stayed out of the pistol.
Yep.
They didn't put him behind the center. And for the second time tonight, Ravenna has come up with a stop inside their own 2-yard line. And with the tackle, it's all the way at the 5-yard line. Even though they drove him back a lot farther, that's where he picked up the fumble. And so just outside the 5, Ravenna will start again. What is that, about the 5th time tonight? Ravenna started inside their own 20. They just haven't won the field position battle tonight. And on first down, low snap, Cremosta picks it up and decides he'll have to run with it. Gets around one man at the 10 and then steps out of bounds at about the 14-yard line. Cremosta, nice job picking up the ball, following some blocks on that left side. Steps out of bounds to stop the clock. I mean, there's not a lot of time left to get 3 scores on the board. Ravenna has shown signs of life, but if they could pop a big play here, maybe get something on the board in the next 90 seconds, there would still be some life. They've got all their timeouts remaining, trailing 34-12, and it's kind of their season on the line here with 6 minutes to go. I don't know if 2 wins will be good enough to get them in the playoffs or not. But a win tonight would pretty much guarantee that they're in. Siskowski in motion, running the option. Cremosta, McWiggin with the block, pitches it out there to Siskowski. And as he gets to the corner, he's going to be upended close to the first down marker. It was second and only about 2, and I think he's got enough here. Out to about the 19-yard line, and he does move the chains. Let's take a quick look at the Valentino's scoreboard. Valentino's home of the ground, Italian Buffet. Kearney has now tacked on a big touchdown in the fourth quarter. They lead Lincoln North Star by a score of 21-10. Grand Island continues to lead North Platte in the third quarter, 21-0. McCook over Holdridge, 17-7 in the fourth quarter. Aurora has roared back to take a 28-18 lead over Columbus in the fourth quarter. First and 10 at the 19. Bach in motion out of the slot left side, and they're going to hand it off up to Folkers, but a penalty flag comes out as the ball snaps.
Could be an illegal formation here. Set the man in motion, and the penalty flag came shortly after that.
It will be on Ravenna, the way that they're backing up.
Wait for the official word here.
Yeah, the white hat has taken a long time for any initial signal here. He goes and gets the accept or decline before giving the indication. Illegal procedure against Ravenna. The penalty will be taken. Elsewhere in C1, Norfolk Catholic leads Pierce 14-7. That's in the second quarter, fourth quarter. Adams Central leads Grand Island Central Catholic 31-14 in the fourth quarter of play. Kearney Catholic leads Chase County 14-7 in the third quarter. Gibbon leads Fillmore Central 20-9 in the third quarter. On first and 15, Cremosta wants to throw. Has time. Throwing out here wide open into flat. It'll be caught by Siskowski. Cuts back inside on the numbers. 30, 35, 40. And it'll be drunk down at the 43-yard line. The biggest play of the second half for Ravenna. From the 13 all the way out, 43. Tack up 30. Maybe 31. They'll mark it at the 44-yard line.
Yeah, nice job by Ravenna's offensive line. Allowing the blitz on that right side to get picked up, gave Cremosta just enough time to get Siskowski wide open there, caught it, and went ahead and got 10 yards after the catch as well.
Central City leading St. Paul 24-7, late third. First and 10 at the 44, Southern Valley acting like they want a blitz. They'll give it to Siskowski on the jet sweep here, and he is not going to get anywhere. Well strung out, and the tackle by Alex Kopp. Second down and 10, we're under 5 minutes to go in the game, 34-12. Southern Valley.
And nice job there by Kopp. Just kept stringing him out. Siskowski just couldn't quite get the edge on him. No gain on the play. Going to bring up second down and 10.
Cozad up on Minden 35-0 in the third quarter of play. It is Centura and Wood River tied at 14. They are in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull scoreless going into the third quarter. Again, they got a late start because of some light issues, and now Ravenna is going to call a timeout, brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. 4:24 to go in the game. It's 34-12 Southern Valley here on Classic Hits.
Oxford Physical Therapy in Oxford wants to be your choice when you need rehab and physical therapy for sports-related injuries, pediatric and geriatric. Whatever your rehab needs, Oxford Physical Therapy has your back, your hips, your shoulder, and your knees. Oxford Physical Therapy is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes and would like to take this time to wish the Southern Valley players and coaches best of luck in tonight's game. Banner Capital Bank in Beaver City has been serving the Southern Valley area for over 125 years and is very proud to support the local athletes and coaches in and out of the game tonight. See Banner Capital Bank for all your financial needs. We invite you to look at all our products and services and give us the opportunity to show you what we can do to assist you in your banking needs. From personal to business, we are the bank you can trust. Banner Capital Bank in Beaver City, member FDIC.
Couple of eight-man scores to pass along to you in the fourth quarter. Lawrence Nelson leads Wilcox Hildreth 48-6. Arapaho bombed Southwest 78-14. Amherst had a 41-20 lead over Axtell in the third. Pleasanton had a 34-16 lead over Cedar Valley in the third. Here it's 34-12 Southern Valley, 4:24 to go. Ravenna out of the timeout. Fake the pitch. Cremosa's going to keep it on the option. He'll make it to midfield. He'll get seven on the play, maybe six. It'll be third down. At about 3.5 to go.
Boys enjoyed that play where the quarterback fakes the pitch and just follows up and takes it himself. Just shows grit. Cremosta not giving up. 15 carries so far. 53 yards for the Blue Jay quarterback.
You see that play a lot in eight-man. Overton did it for years where the quarterback actually follows the running back on just a, you can call it a naked bootleg, but just good little option and pivot. Follow him up the field. Trips to the right side here on third and three. They move Siskowski out here to the left, or that's Nazika, excuse me, and rolling to his right. One, you throw deep downfield. The ball is tipped. Kopp, great interception. Kopp tipped it up in the air and went full vertical to pick it off at the 35-yard line, and it's the fourth turnover tonight for Ravenna. That ball was a line drive down the field, and Kopp came over to help and missed the interception.
Yeah, he kind of tipped it to himself there, showed an athletic play. We've seen Kopp, we've called his name a few times, running the ball with that nice run, and then about three receptions as well. He's punted the ball, he's kicked the ball really well tonight, and now an interception. So Kopp, so far, doing it all for Southern Valley.
And that should put the ribbon on this football game with 3:36 to go. Now all Southern Valley has to do is run it. They hand it to Lewis. Lewis gets to the line of scrimmage, gets one to the 36. He is gang tackled there. McDowell's laying on top of the pile. Eskrid is in there. The first guy to get to him, though, was Conniger Jonak coming off the bottom of the pile. It'll be a gain of about a half a yard. We'll call it second down and 10. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show, we'll have all the final stats, give you a few scores, scoring recap, a couple highlights as well, and then the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show, Merritt Lawson, Tyson Havronic, tonight on Classic Hits. Staying out of the shotgun, trips to the right, but I can't imagine anything but runs here, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper, Perkins, over the left side, bounces off one man, now gets outside, 40, 45, 50, track meet, left side, 40, and he will be shoved out of bounds by Matt Nozicka on the Southern Valley sideline, inside the 30-yard line, and they'll officially mark him down at about the 28-yard line. 37 big ones for the quarterback, Jeremiah Perkins, his biggest run of the night.
Yeah, nice job there by Perkins. Just attacked that left side beautifully, made a few men miss, and just scampered up that sideline, 37 yards. Big first down for Southern Valley, and looks like we got a timeout on the field.
Yeah, I think Southern Valley is going to bring in the second team here. Jeremy Epp doesn't want to run the score up, and this game has been pretty competitive, but he knows Ravenna doesn't have a lot of kids to even sub over here. The fewest numbers they've had out maybe ever, and some of that is banged up because of injury. And so looks like Coach Epp is going to bring in some fresh kids. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. We'll be right back.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. Fresh meats and produce can be found right in your hometown, so why not shop here and save yourself the drive? See friends and neighbors in the aisles of Ravenna Superfoods, a proud supporter of Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
And as we thought, new lineup here for Southern Valley. And the new quarterback in there is going to be Austin Malzacker. And a handoff over the left side, nothing doing for the Eagles. Carrying the football, number one, Lucas Lands, 140-pound freshman. Also in the football game is Trent Kregel. And you see a lot of new faces coming in here. Here comes Cameron Johnson into the ball game up on the line. You've got Cole Haas in there. Split out wide to the right is going to be Connor Burquest with 2:10 to go. Second down and 10, Southern Valley. And the snap bounces off the helmet of the quarterback, falls forward, and diving for it is Trent Kregel. Let's see who covers it.
Flag on the play also.
And there's also a flag on the play. And it looks like the ball belongs to Southern Valley. And it'll either be third down and 10, or we'll see what the penalty is.
From my angle, it looked like the Southern Valley team just got a little bit of a head start there, but we'll wait for the official call.
And it's an illegal shift called on Southern Valley. Ravenna says, let's just decline it. We'll take the play that resulted in no yards. So it'll be third down and 10 at the Ravenna 28-yard line. 2 minutes to go, 34-12 Southern Valley. And the quarterback, Malzacker, takes the snap. He is going to run option to the right side, and he is going to get swallowed up there. Conniger Jonak in on the tackle for Ravenna back at the 32-yard line. A loss of four on the play, which will bring up fourth down and 14. And now Ravenna is going to bring in some of their backups. Derek Fisher, Isaac Vogt, Dan Posota. Bunch of freshmen are coming in there for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Looks like Shane Andrews is in there. And Southern Valley, not going to punt it, just going to run a play here. Trying to make sure everybody's got 11 guys out there. Dakota Ridpath is in. And now Sam Hunt comes out to the left side. And he is going to have to check out because they had too many men on the field. Malzacker takes the snap. Pitch play to the left wing. That's Jade Dallas, the sophomore, is going to work his way for about a yard. And it'll be a turnover on downs. He gets to the 31, and Ravenna will take over. Here comes Ricky Reed into the ball game. 109 remaining. It is Southern Valley 34 and Ravenna 12. This was a 14-12 game when Ravenna punted away with just over a minute to go in the half. A 32-yard pass with 10 seconds to go set up a first and goal at the 2 with 2 seconds remaining, and Southern Valley punched it in, made the extra point, went up 21-12 at the half, and Ravenna not able to do a whole lot since then, and now they're going to call a timeout to get the 11 guys that they need on the field here and make sure everybody knows what they're doing. So 109 to go here in the ball game. Southern Valley 34 and Ravenna 12. This is a timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Ravenna will fall to 2-5. Southern Valley will go to 3-4. Big game with Centura next week, especially if Centura can't get past Wood River tonight. Centura's kind of struggled here the last couple of weeks, and as we take a look, that last score we had, they were tied at 14 in the fourth quarter, and boy, Wood River, who's been taking it on the chin, they're trying to get their second win. Centura's trying to go to 4-3. It's going to be a big game, Jeff, next week for both Centura and Southern Valley. The Eagles are going to be in the playoffs, and Centura should be as well, but for momentum, especially if Centura can't get that fourth win tonight.
Well, right now, Centura, they're not safe by any means. So a win there would be great. You want to improve your seeding so you could maybe get a win in that first round for Centura.
All right, Ravenna with a few new members on the cast here. The new quarterback is going to be Shane Andrews. They'll hand it off over the right side, get out to about the 34-yard line. Carrying the football is going to be Sean McFadden. Plays wide receiver from time to time. McFadden carried the ball there.
McFadden ball here.
Probably time for a couple of more plays as the clock continues to run. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors, not only from Ravenna, but from the Southern Valley area. This is the first Southern Valley football game I've ever had a chance to broadcast, and they look pretty good here tonight. Back out of the I formation. Shane Andrews takes it. He's going to hand it to his I back. Again, that's McFadden. A little hole up the middle. Gets him up to the 40-yard line. A gain of 5, and if Ravenna hustles, they'll be able to get another playoff with 25 seconds to go. The Visco Sports postgame show coming up here on Classic Hits. So stay with us for all the final numbers and stats as we put a wrap on the Week 7 football game here, the next to last week of the regular season. We've got football next Thursday and Friday as well. Final play of the game here as Andrews turns, hands it again to McFadden off the right side, gets the first down to the 45, the 46, the 47. He runs out of bounds, and there is no time left on the clock. It just ran out here at Ravenna, and the final score, the Ravenna Blue Jays at home fall to the Southern Valley Eagles, Southern Valley 34 and Ravenna 12. When we come back, it's the Visco Sports postgame show with all the final stats. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. Jeff, I'll say one thing before you start finishing the stats here. We thought we might be here a long time tonight. The way the coaches talked, the way that they kind of went 50-50 with run pass, but the passing game, when they did it, was much more effective. There was not 50 pass attempts in the football right. game. I think we were short of that, and there wasn't a lot of incompletions to stop the clock tonight. This game had good pace. These kids know how to play football. They're just not very deep on the Ravenna side. Southern Valley has played such outstanding opponents. But you saw tonight, as we said in the pregame, if the Eagles can get these two wins, go 4-4, nobody wants to see them on their bracket line in the first round of the playoffs.
And sometimes these numbers that we've got are deceitful because, Doug, like you said, The opponents that they've been playing have probably got bigger leads on them, so they might have been forced to throw it a little bit more than what they should or what normally had in the game plan. So they have more and more passing yards. But now we had pretty even opponents tonight, and so you got to see a lot of the game plan offense, a little bit 50-50 for running. And then once the running game started going well, you saw Southern Valley stick to it, stick with Lewis, stick with Perkins, and even get Kopp involved in Dietz. Dietz did well tonight as well.
We'll take a timeout and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
And welcome back to Ravenna. Coming up, we're going to have bonus coverage of one of the top teams in the state in Class C2 tonight, Donovan Trumbull and Hastings St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia leads it 3-0 in the third quarter. They started nearly an hour late tonight because of some malfunction with the lights over at Donovan, but they are playing. And when we wrap up our Misco Sports postgame show, we'll join you for some bonus coverage there. Misco Sports Incorporated, keeping you geared up for the games for years. See them before the games begin. They've got a great selection to choose from, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play when you see Misco Sports from their downtown or storefront location. Check them out online, miscosports.com, and also, you know, they've been taking care of the schools in the area for decades and will continue to do so with the best gear around at Misco Sports. While Jeff Babel continues to figure up the stats here of our ball game tonight, let's run down the Valentino scoreboard. And Kearney High has scored 2 fourth-quarter touchdowns tonight and pick up their third straight win, even their record at 4-4. A big win for the Bearcats tonight over Lincoln North Star, 28-10. They'll play winless North Platte at home next week. And North Platte struggling again tonight. They lost to Grand Island 49-0, so they'll be 0-8 coming in, and Kearney should get into the playoffs. Southwest beat Pius by a score of 28-7. Lincoln East leading Norfolk in the fourth quarter, 21-17. In Class B, McCook has finished off a 17-7 win over Holdridge. Aurora leading Columbus late fourth, 28-18. Beatrice leading Seward 21-7. Lexington leading Hastings 28-7. All of these in the fourth. York leading Grand Island Northwest 49-11. Also in the fourth quarter of play. In C1, fourth quarter, Gibbon leading Fillmore Central 26-15. Norfolk Catholic leading Pierce 21-14. Broken Bow leading O'Neill 26-14. Central City over St. Paul 24-7. Also, it was Cozan big over Minden that last check, 35-0. In the third quarter, Kearney Catholic continues to lead Chase County 14-7. Earlier, Adams Central defeated Grand Island Central Catholic 38-14. In Class C2, last check, still 14-14 between Wood River and Centura. Blue Hill was all over Superior 50-13. Sutton defeated Thayer Central tonight 42-7. In D1, it was Arapahoe over Southwest 78-14. McCool Junction blanking Red Cloud of the fourth quarter 42-0. Also in the fourth quarter, Bruning Davenport Shickley leading Heartland 40-20. Ansley Litchfield Twin Loop, they're playing a lot of other eight-man games we don't have score updates on. If you're leaving your football game, please give us a call, 236-9900, especially if you're at an eight-man game tonight. Love to get a final score from you at 236-9900. We'll take a final break and come back on the Misco Sports postgame show as Jeff Babel will bring you the final stats after this.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Out of the shotgun will be Jeremiah Perkins. He's going to go on an end around to Quinn. Nobody knows he has it, and Quinn walks into the end zone untouched. Miller saw he had it, but by then it was too late. A 15-yard end around for Hunter Quinn, And that was the first score of the third quarter that really kind of set the tone for the way the second half would be played after a very even first half of play between Ravenna and Southern Valley. Southern Valley was able to go up 28-12 on their first drive of the third quarter and never looked back. There was no scoring in the fourth quarter. 34-12 Southern Valley with the win. And with the numbers here on the Misco Sports postgame show, let's turn it over to Jeff Babel.
All right, Southern Valley wins this baby 34-12. Let's see how they did that. Christian Lewis led the way rushing for the Eagles, 13 carries, 134 yards, and that touchdown in the first half. Perkins did the ball well as well, 15 carries, 62 yards. He had those two rushing touchdowns from inside the five-yard line. Throwing tonight, though, Perkins was 5 of 10 for 55 yards, had that nice touchdown throw to Kopp. Griffin York had that one carry for 46 yards. Dan Dietz came in, 9 carries, 29 yards. Alex Kopp, 2 carries, 24 yards. Hunter Quinn, 2 carries, 40 yards. That's 335 rushing yards. Can't forget Alex Kopp, 51 receiving yards. Hunter Quinn also had 33. So 55 through the air, that's 390 total yards. And basically they had about 6 guys doing a multitude of things for them. Throwing, catching, receiving, doing a lot. For Southern Valley, Kopp did a nice job punting as well, kicking, and defensively. He had a pick as well for Southern Valley. Ravenna, led by Blake Cremosa, the quarterback, 15 carries, 53 yards. Folker came in, 8 carries and 27 yards. And Sikowski had 7 carries, 18 yards. We wonder if maybe he was hampered by a leg injury there. 98 total rushing yards for Ravenna. Cremosa, 5 of 13, passing for 61 yards. Did have 3 interceptions, however. So 159 total yards for Ravenna. They fall in this one 34-12. They fall to 2-5. They're going to be hosting Donovan Trumbull next week. Going to need to pull up a major upset if they have some chance at the playoffs. Southern Valley 3-4, and next week against Centura, if they win that one, they could be maybe hosting a game. If not, they're going to be definitely an opponent that you want to avoid in the playoffs.
So the final score, 34-12. We take a look at the Nebraska volleyball team tonight. They were a straight set winner over Indiana, 25-15, 16-16. And the Tri-City Storm right now in the second intermission trailed Des Moines by a score of 3-1. And that is currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. We'll wrap things up on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
All the staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna. Understanding the pride it takes to be part of a team is no different in sports than it is at Loprino Foods. We take pride in our work environment and being a family team-oriented company. Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Riding over his Chance Bach, he'll take it at about the 13-yard line, return to the left, gets to the sideline, 15, 20, 25. He's got a lot of room down the left sideline, maybe one block away, 50, 40, 30, and the great block downfield by Folkers springs him for the touchdown. What a Chance Bach with the kickoff return, and we're tied 6-6. And that was really the big highlight tonight for Ravenna after the opening touchdown drive for Southern Valley. Chance Bach was able to return at 87 yards for a touchdown, and this game was close throughout the first half, but the backbreaker came in the final minute of that second quarter of play, not able to run out the clock or get it into Southern Valley territory. Ravenna punted it. Southern Valley got a nice return, and they even fought off a penalty or two, a 32-yard pass. They had a first and 15 at the 35 of Ravenna with 17 seconds to go, and they hit Hunter Quinn down at the 5. He stretched it to the 2. They called the timeout, and Perkins took it in on the final play of the half. And so Ravenna would have been down 2 getting the ball to start the third quarter. Instead, they're down 9 getting the ball to the third quarter, and they went 3 and out.
And going back to that final drive, Doug, Southern Valley had a little bit of clock mismanagement too, and they could have if they forgot to get up there and spike the ball, I still believe they had a timeout. So they probably could have used that as well. But you're about 2.4 seconds away from going in only up to Ravenna. Is going to use that in Parents' Night. You got the whole crowd into it. It's only a two-point game. But Southern Valley, they made the right play call. Perkins, the nice two-yard run, got them up 21-12, and that's all she wrote. Ravenna just couldn't get anything going much in the second half.
Yeah, Ravenna had three turnovers in the second half alone. What a great night for Hunter Quinn. Not only did he have a 15-yard touchdown run, he made a few extra points. He had an interception return. He had a fumble recovery, and the defense did it as well. Anytime Ravenna got anything going in the second half, they ended up turning the football over. So Ravenna is now 2-5, and they will host Donovan Trumbull Thursday. And for Southern Valley, they're now 3-4, and they will host Centura coming up on Thursday night in their final regular season games of the season. Coming up, we've got bonus coverage of Hastings St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull, so keep that right here. Donovan Trumbull has just taken a 6-3 lead in that football game. So congratulations there. Those two teams are, again, putting on a great football game. And Centura has squeaked out a 20-14 win over Wood River. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports taking care of the area schools and all of the great schools and athletes from their downtown storefront location in Ord. Get your game on at Misco's. And we will tell you that coming up, we've got more volleyball next week. High school football, including Gothenburg Kearney Catholic, that is coming up on Thursday. Kearney Catholic right now leading 14-7 at Chase County. That game going on ESPN 1460. And that'll put a wrap on our night. Your high school sports wrap-up brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. Did you know that they can wrap up all of your insurance from life, home, auto, and business under one policy, saving you money and giving you peace of mind, knowing that what you work and play hard for is taken care of? Call today for a free quote. Your Buffalo County Farm Bureau. For our producer engineer Stacy Johns and Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda. The CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show is around the corner, but coming up, bonus coverage of a C2 top 10 matchup in Donovan as the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals are taking on Hastings St. Cecilia. Thanks, everyone, and good night from Ravenna.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.